Mr. Muller?
Let us pray. Most kind, gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, give us what we fall short, Lord. Lord, we ask you that everything we do today be in the betterment of our county. We say this humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Jamie. One thing about a full room, you can hear the pledge.
That's right. All right. Need approval of the commissioner minutes from the regular meeting of 10-3.
Motion.
Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
Aye.
Need approval of the minutes of the regular meet of the 17th.
Motion.
Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Aye.
Need approval of the emergency meeting on the 28th.
Motion.
Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Mr. Hatch, all in favor.
Aye.
Need approval of the vouchers.
Motion.
Mr. Osteen. Second. Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Aye.
All right, I know we got the sheriff. It's your turn. Yes, sir.
Good morning, everyone.
Thank
you, Lord, Chairman, for allowing me to have a few minutes of your time this morning. I'm glad to answer any questions on either one of them that we can possibly work through. I know we got a full house, so I'll try not to take as much time as possible. So we'll jump right into the first topic that's bringing to the table. Is animal control vision. We currently have bring you folks up to speed as the employee that we had. Very unfortunate that he no longer with it, turned into resignation. And Mr. Tank Johnson is going to be hard to replace. Diligent worker, excellent employee, and decided to start his career in another direction. For that. So it puts our animal control at a baseline again. We've lost all our institutional knowledge. And with that being said, we want to reestablish that in a positive manner. And we're going to have to demand some calls from the county. We want to grow our animal control division. And with growth, we want to add a masking, if we can add a new position. And with that new position, we're going to come with a budget. Those numbers down for you. The salary of that is going to be somewhere around the $36,000 entry level for that employee. With FICA and FRS, that puts it around just above 43. You add in the training, the fuel that it takes to cover these calls, and additional veterinarian feed equipment uniforms. That increase for which I'm asking to amend my budget is $57,366.80. So I'm asking the board to amend the sheriff's budget for that amount.
What was your fuel cost there, Doug?
Fuel cost, annual fuel on that is going to be $2,500.
I don't know.
Barbara, do we got it?
You're replacing someone, right?
Yeah, can't we just...
We're adding.
Oh, you're adding another
one? We have one position, and we're adding a position. So the request is to add a secondary employee to our animal control.
Now, Sheriff, are
have
these...
We,
go ahead. I apologize.
Go ahead.
Are these going to be law enforcement certified officers? Or?
No, it's not. It's going to be a baseline civilian job that we will build that knowledge and training in, and that's the reason that we're starting at $36,000 from where we're at.
Basically,
we have
you're going to a 7-day-a-week animal control.
So the schedule will be a full 7-day-a-week position with overlapping on some days for 240-hour shifts, and some days they will overlap on those shifts during high call volume, which is going to be primarily on Fridays and Mondays is where where we get the heaviest call letters.
Currently today is, now you correct me where I'm wrong, but currently today is Thursday, and then you got Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with no coverage, and then when they come in Monday, they got all of them 3 days to make up also. And as we know, our county is growing, and animals is...
Irresponsible animal owners in Dixie County is growing leaps and bounds. So how we've been covering this, again, Mr. Johnson, when you have an employee that can basically work as much as an employee and a half, he gets a lot of work done. We have been covering the weekends through our deputies on that side of aggressive dogs, large animals, and things of that nature. But to be able to provide that service, the Monday call load, was taking us 2 days to just cover what was established over the weekend. Then we'd go into our normal call load. So we wasn't keeping up with the call load for which the county had service.
Okay. Another question I had with these calls from 57, you're going to have your own vehicle to where we don't have to endure
calls?
There will
be no vehicle incorporated as vehicles through our fleet expire for law enforcement services. We can push those vehicles back down into civilian world.
Bobby, do we have the money in our budget?
We absolutely do not.
My main concern is I know we need it to be done, but we lost our tax base. Everybody's going to have to tighten their belt because most of our taxes come from the coastal area, and most of all those homes are gone. And this year coming, we're going to be in sad shape. I don't know what we're going to do.
What about?
Everybody's going to have to make some adjustments because just like my home that went, it's over $7,000 a year just for it, but it ain't there. You're not going to get that. A lot of these homes in Swanee, Gina's gone, and we're giving them campers. They're not rebuilding. They're going to have that camper there. We're not going to get those revenues. And that's where we've been getting our main bulk of the funding to run this county, and we're already in a short draw. I don't know what we're going to do. I really don't. I mean,
what about?
I know it scares Barbie. It scares me to death. I don't know where we're going to go or how we're going to pay our bills. Unless the state comes in and helps us somehow or another with some type of funding, we're going to be in bad shape. Now, I'm just asking you to take that into consideration.
Trust me, we're all feeling the squeeze on this. Here's where we're at on it. Calls for service through law enforcement doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. An answer of no call for service, I can't honestly be here as a sheriff and tell a citizen I can't come to your call. That's just something that I cannot do. And from the sheriff's perspective, if I'm going to continue to run the animal control division, I can't continue to tell our citizens I can't come.
Yep.
That does not work.
What about in our code enforcement budget? Is there any money in there?
It's negative. There is no budget. There's only expenses.
It is a dilemma, gentlemen. On our end,
there is no revenue at all.
You're giving the calls, and I'm giving you the answers to those calls, and we can't continue a business of pushing our people off animals and highways. Dogs are chasing people up and down the road. Even in the last 6 months, y'all seen it. Social media has shined a light on it very brightly. That these aggressive dogs tearing bumpers off cars. We can only get so many at so many times. So we've been overextending our deputies to service these calls. But whenever you service your calls, now you're putting humanity, a person's life, in danger. And now you have to juggle, is it worth that animal? I'm going to say no, ladies and gentlemen, unless that animal is directly a threat to a person. And then our deputies are going to be a completely different rules of engagement for that animal. And then that sheds another negative light for our county. But that is where I stand with these animals. But for the nuisance animals, it's real. This is what we've got.
And I know Tank did it by himself for a long time, and I just, at this point, I don't see where we're going to squeeze another position in, as bad as I hate to say it.
Well, the other side of the coin is it actually does fall back to the Board of County Commissioners' responsibility for animal control. The sheriff years ago, if I'm not mistaken, it was Larry Edmonds that took animal control over, and then Dewey continued that process, and now you've continued that process. So it easily turned that back to us.
Gentlemen, it's we're outline. I can't serve as a sheriff. My duty is to serve people. If I don't have the tools to serve them, that liability falls solely on my head. And I get it. If there's not budget, there might be some room in employees throughout the county to be able to bring them up a training status, and the board be able to handle.
I thought maybe we have an employee that could do double duty. I mean, when
right now,
in this county, they don't need him. He can be doing that.
Where we're doing it now, we're tapping the deputy and command staff to pull in control duty right now. And that's a losing power. It is for a long time to pull off the service to go to someone's home or whatever that issue is to handle animal calls. And we're looking at anywhere from 15 to 25 calls Monday morning when you wake up, what's generating this uncalled for.
Uh-huh.
Take just an hour out of your day to service each one of those calls. Do the numbers on that. From where it stands at right now, you never catch up to their call for services out there that people do not get from the sheriff's office, which that division falls under my hand. It may be best to push it back under the county commissions and maybe find some flexibility and some other employees to handle it from there. Man, it probably would be a cost savings to do so.
I don't want it. I'm going to go ahead and tell you that's a heck of a job.
It's weighted, gentlemen.
It's very weighted.
Yeah.
I promise. It's weighted. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you.
Ms. Jackie, you had a question?
I just have a comment. The situation, it's not has to do with what it is. But it has to do with if you need that position, and it's going to be over $68,000, by the way, because the $11,000 and change for insurance doesn't come out of their budget. It comes out of general fund. So there's another $11,000 that's in the mix. But so you've got $68,000. What I would need to know is what are you not going to do that's in the budget now? Because you're going to have to take it out of somewhere else because the money doesn't magically appear, so we'd have to reduce the current budget somewhere in general fund in order to accommodate more money for the sheriff.
We can't just make a decision.
It's guns or butter, it's that old economics thing.
Sheriff, could we have about a month to maybe we can have a workshop, think about this and go over this? And
Chairman, I would love to say yes, but we've been over a week and a half, and I would say we're probably 50 calls behind in that division right now.
Yeah, because the guy you got doing it right now, he's down there in fleet maintenance. He's trying to help all he can do. He's overwhelmed.
We are pulling all assets from every possible division that we can to catch these calls. And I'm going to be quite honest, we're doing it for a job because these folks, it's not their daily duty. We are trying to train them on the fly, on the phone, while they're standing in front of that person, teaching them civil law, animal ordinances. And whenever you take 2 to 3 people to serve one call, that's where we're at. We're getting eaten alive here. Yeah.
Hutch.
I do have it.
I know we shorthanded. We might have one person that we might could...
One person, I ain't got
it, I'm budget
forward. But when my mechanic retired, now I
wanted
to
use
that to hire me a real mechanic.
Yeah, we
and we have to have
the man who's a
bus, isn't he?
Well, and I agree.
Is there any avenue for any type of grant or anything like that, or any
other agency, the Humane Society, or something that would step up and help with this?
The grant that is found, Commissioner, that we have found, is for the animals itself, whether it's spayed, neutering, relocations, housing, feeding, things of that nature, which basically backfeeds through the Humane Society, which has done a very good job to bridging that gap and bringing that connectivity together. But those monies doesn't reach out for salary, for employment, and retirement, and things of that nature. It's basically just for just for the animal.
Miss Sheila?
I just had a comment of a possible solution. I know that when my husband was alive and worked for Fanning Springs, he contracted with either Gilchrist County or Levy County at times. He had to capture the animal, but it immediately went off and they paid per animal that was captured as on a contract basis.
I think that not the animal itself, unless I miss my guess, but the officer would go out there to capture
yes.
the animals where you're having a problem.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, I do know a lot of that, gentlemen, and again, we've mentioned code enforcement, is handled by code enforcement in a lot of counties. But now, you're still talking about an additional employee because Steve has got all he can swing with right now. So you're not really solving a problem.
From looking at other counties and I would not have brought this to you unless I had thoroughly looked into it in every aspect. This is my last recourse. If there was a grant, if there was a partnership that's out there, that's accessible to us, that's going to be a long-term fix, not just a bridge to help one or two days. There is a lot of that out there. But to put someone in this that we can count on, or count on, a citizen can count on, this is where we're at.
This is what I want to ask you. You got your one position, and I don't know if you've advertised or any of that position whatsoever right now. But could we fill that position and give us a time to sit down with a workshop within the next week or two and get with Jackie, get with the rest of our stuff and see if there is somewhere we can shift, make some cuts to fill this position? Is there a possibility of us doing that?
Tank's position with your refilling, how many hours a week was that dedicated for?
24/7.
I'm going to give you
how many days?
It was over 40
hours.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave that at there. You can ask Tank how many hours.
I know he put in way more than that.
You're not employee sheriff's office. You can ask him how many hours he donated his 2 and 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the morning phone calls to get out of bed and handle this that I've never seen. Allegedly never seen on a time sheet before. But he was committed to doing his job, and he done it.
If you figured it at 10 hours a day, then we got 3 days we need to fill the slot for. Could we possibly hire a part-time employee?
Let me circle back to you. If you try to fill up 3 hours or 3 days, you're talking about a man that we just left that we just talked about working. Was given a strong 40 hours that cannot be replaced by someone just walking in today. That institution knowledge is going to have to be trained, and it's going to take a year or 2 years to even bring a new employee up to even the threshold of our last employee.
Sheriff, you have a meeting after we get through here? 1 o'clock?
Person next week, they might give us some time to work through some of this, but here's where we're at, and I hate to put this. We've got to take a really hard stance on this. If not, the sheriff's office is not going to be able to manage that. Honestly, I can't continue to get those calls of, hey, I'm sorry, you can't come right now.
Mm-hmm. I have an idea. After the meeting, I would like for you to go take a ride with me, and we'll go talk to some folks and see if we can't work something out for this. I have an idea. I don't know if we can do it, but I want to speak to you one-on-one, and we'll go talk to those folks, if that's all right with you.
Yes, sir.
Maybe we can work
it out. Well, I wholeheartedly want to help you, but I can't give you something we've got.
And I can't stand here wholeheartedly and say that I'm going to run a division that I don't have the manpower for.
Exactly.
Just like everyone in this room is elected, that we answer to the people. Gentlemen, I'm not going to answer the people saying I can't come. Well, not for a division that I'm taking. So it was done in the past that way.
So you and
never did answer my question.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, Commissioner. Can you circle back around to that one?
Can you go ahead and hire your person? Then give us a couple weeks to have a workshop.
That person
will be
probably offered a position by the end of this week, or first of next week for the position. That's where we're at with it.
Okay.
And I was going to, the reason I'm coming here today is we have an applicant pool to see if we could go ahead and use the applicant pool and he's in line of interviews for this second position.
So the answer is yes, we can do that. Okay.
So I know that this hasn't come up yet, but I do believe if we can at least kick the can until the next week, if something I intend to bring up during my time, someone just kind of preempted a little bit here, to ask to change the meeting date from the 21st to the 19th to our swear-in date. I'm not asking y'all for a vote or anything at this point, but maybe if we can get an answer by the 19th, that does give y'all a week. Maybe, I know that doesn't really fix the problem today, Sheriff, but even if we told you, or the commission board said absolutely today, then you'd still have to advertise. And so you'd still have a day or so. And if you've already got an advertisement running for your position that's vacant, I would believe you could pull from that pool. You'll get more than one applicant. And maybe that won't kick you that much further down the road if they do figure out a way to make it happen.
So do we have can we get a hard timeline on whenever we'll have it make that decision?
I would, again, I'm speaking out of turn, but I anticipate the board will change their meeting date from the 21st to the 19th because we're going to do swear-in on the 19th. Okay. So I anticipate that we will move the board meeting until the 19th. If y'all would like, I can ask to make a motion or ask y'all for a motion to change the meeting from the 21st to the 19th. So that we can do the swear-in and then change our meeting time on the 21st. That would move it from the Thursday, basically, to Tuesday, which is the second Tuesday following the election, which is when we do the swear-in of our new commissioners.
Is the judge, can the judge do that?
The judge, I talked to her yesterday in regards to this. She had committed to the school board to do that. She has just got a subpoena, so I don't speak a little bit out of term, but being the attorney for the school board, too, they're going to have to find someone different, and so will we on the 19th, because the judge
about the 20th, the Wednesday?
She has been told that she will be needed for 2 days. She didn't tell me if that was Monday, Tuesday, or Tuesday, Wednesday. I honestly didn't ask her, because I anticipated y'all going to do it on the 19th, which is what the statute says is the second Tuesday following general election, that the officers would be sworn in.
Hell, I can't do it on the 19th. I got an economic summit. 19th and 20th. What about the 18th, the Monday?
Can't do it before then. Can't. I mean, the statute is pretty specific on the timeline.
2 weeks after the election?
It says 2 weeks after general election. No, it doesn't say 2 weeks. The second Tuesday following the general election is the way the statute reads.
Thursday?
I won't be here.
You won't be here either until that third?
I don't have an answer for that, Commissioner, whether or not we can do you by Zoom or how we would actually handle that.
We can't do it by Zoom anymore. COVID's out. So we can't.
There's no.
I mean, I can participate, but I can't vote.
Right. Well, and exactly for the meeting, you couldn't, yes.
Right.
I'm talking about for the swear-in as far as we can have the meeting on the 21st. We don't have to move the meeting, gentlemen, but. Like I say, the swear-in, I really need y'all to let's take a time on the Tuesday, the 19th, which I know doesn't help your position. That's what I was concerned with, being sworn in, sir, because you are one of the ones that has to be sworn in. Not my place, but Mr. Chair.
Is this a night meeting you're talking about or a morning?
Yes. It was a night meeting. Our next meeting on...
Mr. Hatch, is yours going to be at night on the 19th?
No.
Okay.
Solved. Are you out of town, though? I think he's at a summit or something.
Problem not solved. We could actually do the 19th.
I mean, we could do the morning.
As far as those 20th, 21st. Karen, is that right? Our economic summit, ain't it the 20th, 21st, and 22nd? The 20th? Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. So we could, if we move the meeting to the 19th and the judge can't do it.
She can't do it. I mean, it would be better, I think, if we're not going to have a meeting, but let's do it like we originally thought, maybe midday. That will give you travel time? Would that work for you?
No, I ain't worried about travel time. later in the afternoon works better for we could hold it at 5 o'clock like we normally hold it, or 6 o'clock, and then that don't mess up families' work days either. I'd rather move it to the 19th, swearing in at 5. Would that be fine with everybody?
We'll have to have an organization meeting.
Yeah, we can do that afterwards, and then we can hold our board meeting after that. But we also need to hold a workshop with our finance team before then also.
That same day?
No, I'd not. I'd do it the week before. The 14th, next Thursday. What's a good day for you? I know you got a
ain't got no good days next week, boss. It goes.
What day do you get back in town?
Friday at dark.
Right, so Friday, right after dark, we're going to hold a workshop.
Could he appear by phone, Mark, for a workshop?
Mm-hmm, we'll have to.
Yeah, he could do it. All right, so is everybody good Friday or Thursday tonight, or Tuesday the 19th at 5 o'clock for swearing in?
I'm good.
I will have to miss probably part of the organization meeting because I'll have to also go to the school board because they're also swearing in. Just so you gentlemen know what's going on, I can get someone to cover if you feel that's necessary.
Just covers the swearing in part, whoever's going to do that.
Yeah, and that can be done by the clerk, myself, a notary, whoever.
All right, so is everybody good with that?
I'm good.
All right, motion for
second.
The 19th at 5 o'clock for swearing in.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch, the 19th, 5 o'clock, swearing in, and the second, Mr. Osteen, all in favor.
Now a motion for the 19th at 6 o'clock for a regular board meeting, move from the 21st.
Second.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch, to move the regular board meeting to Monday the 19th at
Tuesday
at 6 o'clock, and we got a second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor.
And could you have the organization win on the 5 o'clock, got up to the swearing in? Sheriff, would that work for you if we gave you an answer on the 19th? That, would you be good with that?
Be good with that.
Now, when's a good time for a workshop to discuss the budgetary stuff? The 14th or the 14th, the next Thursday, or the 15th of next Friday. And what time for y'all? I'm good. Anytime.
Afternoon.
What time, David? 5 o'clock? 3 o'clock?
Four o'clock?
If you're going to do it on the 15th, then Daniel's not going to get back till dark. If you kick it to 5, maybe Daniel.
Yeah.
I can give it my best shot. I'll make sure.
The 14th or the 15th?
15th.
The 15th at 5 o'clock. What about y'all, Miss Jackie?
You know, I'm not Miss Jackie.
You're a financial person, right?
Yeah.
Are you good with that?
Got it.
Okay. So, motion to make a workshop the 15th of November. What time, 5?
5 o'clock. We got a motion, Mr. Hatch, to make a workshop
November the financial status November of animal control.
November the 15th. Do what?
To know she's going to have enough time to advertise.
Why? I mean, how much time you need?
Well,
if you advertise today, that's over a week.
Yeah, but
she can't get it in the paper.
Get it in the paper.
Okay. No, it goes in the paper Monday.
She turns it in tomorrow, she'll have plenty of time.
Yeah, if it goes in the paper Monday, the paper comes out Wednesday, right?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay, thank you.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Workshop the 15th at 5 o'clock. And we got a second for Mr. Osteen. All in favor.
On that motion, I want to make sure what we're holding a workshop on.
And the workshop's going to be on discussing with the finances on an extra position for the sheriff.
For animal control.
Y'all going to hate me, but this is what I want. Every department in this county. You need to research other counties. Yeah. They run their department with X amount of employees, and we got more than they have run it. We need to know why we got X employees in those departments. And we got to cut everywhere we got to cut.
I won't hate you because I agree with you.
Huh?
I don't hate you because I agree with you.
Is that you good for right now?
Workshop November 15th. What was the time?
5 o'clock.
Can you be here?
I will be.
Good.
So, November 19th, just reconfirmed board meeting at 6 p.m. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And workshop November 15th at 5 p.m.
Yes, sir.
So, understanding of what will take place in animal control, as well offer a position as quick as possible for the standing position we have. And we'll wait until that discussion in that workshop and see where we're going to land with the secondary one. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
For my second, hopefully I won't have near as much time I have on this one. We had an issue at one of our county buildings last night. I'm located at this off, I call it Crescent Road, DAV, I believe it is, DAV. And that investigation is ongoing, and if it looks like it's going to go in that direction, that trespass needs to be placed against some of our civilians that made some alleged outstanding allegations to some of our other people in that community building. I'm asking to, instead of revisiting on this board, to have permission from this board to trespass those all involved that was negatively and aggressively in our county buildings.
Yes, you do. Yes. I don't make a motion prior to your or after your investigation if you find that being safe, that really happened, trespass warning.
We've got a motion, Mr. Hatch, and we've got a second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
My time, unless I have
anything, Thank you. Need a motion to go to public hearing.
Motion.
We've got a motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Requesting a special exception be granted as provided in section 4.4.5 special exceptions of the Dixie County Landmark Regulation to permit one recreational vehicle in agricultural zoning district in accordance with petition dated 10/4/2024 to be located on the property described as follows: Dixie County parcel number 06/10/13/4525/0000/0258 NE 434
Any opposition? I spoke with Miss Brenda also and spoke to some neighbors out there. There ain't no opposition there either. Is anyone here opposing? Anyone on the phone? Y'all heard anything?
Nope, sir.
Motion to approve.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch, to approve. Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Aye.
Petition by Dobson, Roscoe, Brown. Requesting a special exception be granted as provided in section 4.3.5 special exception Dixie County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle DSA zoning district in accordance with petition dated 8/20/2023 to be located on the property described as follows: Dixie County parcel number 17/08/14/68/88/0003/0060/1503 Northeast 930th Street, Old Town, Florida 32680, Commission District. Mr. Jeff Stevenson, this is table 10/17/2024 with review of supplemental permit. I should go to you.
Have you got any?
We don't have any reported opposition.
Anybody here? Opposed?
I'd like to speak on
Please state your name. Okay.
Yes, sir. State your name.
Larry Dowell Jr. And I'd like to speak on this and the other one before as well. Of course, I'm for this. I'm not from this county. I'm visiting. I vacation here. I love it here. It's my first meeting to attend, and I go to commission meetings in a couple of different counties where I live. And pretty unique here. I like. But you know, one of the things I want to tell you, I'm for this. You know, a special exception, variances, all that type of stuff. That's the only place we can really find freedom. Here in the land of the free and humble brave. Unfortunately, we've become a regulatory, legislative, regimenting every aspect of our life country. It's really, the slogan really needs to be changed. Land of the control and humble brave. So any chance that y'all get to spread a little freedom, give a little exemption to the, you know, the big daddy regulatory zoning, you know. I find it unusual that even in small towns, it's almost like an HOA. You know, you'd think we'd find some freedom here. But from what I'm hearing, it's the same all over the country. So anyways, I'm for it. And any chance y'all get to go with Freedom, for some reason or other, Freedom has become the enemy in this beautiful country. And I'm just here to spread this to the fact that, you know, we shouldn't. It's not going to be beat and tied. Never is. It's dangerous. We went from Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death, to if it'll save one life. Y'all see the conundrum we're in? So, you know, those flags right there, that pledge that we just did.
Don't forget your prayer.
It's in the prayer. It's supposed to mean something. Just like those Ten Commandments out here at the steps, it's supposed to mean something. So anyway, thank y'all, and I hope y'all approve every time they have to come before you and ask you for some freedom. Isn't that weird? Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Patsy. I live here. I pay taxes here. And people get away with paying $300 a year to come here and don't support the whole community. I disagree with. And it goes to the land and not to the people, so people can set up party houses. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Leon?
One
more.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Real quick, I just want to start by saying God bless America and everybody in this room. Thank you for respecting our rights to record this. I'm very impressed with how engaged your community is and how resolved you are to make a change. So keep up the good work.
Okay.
Twice I've been to this county and been pleasantly surprised.
What's your name?
Ben, a.k.a. Rights Christie.
Say that again.
Ben.
Crispy.
Like Huckleberry Finn, but I'm also known as Wright Crispy.
Okay, Mr. Crispy, thank you for your name. Let's move on.
All right, go ahead, Mr. Leon.
Yeah, what did I lost
that. So you were not opposition this, right?
No.
No, okay. You just wanted to speak on it.
Is there anybody on the phone?
Okay.
Along those lines, what you was talking about there, sir, we have a due diligence to look out for the rest of them, the county and the people, to make sure that someone's not doing something to cause harm or to the rest of the county. The reason I tabled this one, when I went to it, the whole lot's covered in water. I couldn't even get to the lot. So I had some questions, and I had to get those answered. For motion to approve.
We've got a motion, Mr. Steeves, to approve. Second, Mr. Hatch, all in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
An application for a variance, petition by Richard P. located on the property is described as follows. County parcel number 30, 13, 12, 35 miles 001, 00, 80, 107 Southeast, 218th Street, Old Town, Florida, 26802020, to request a variance for a reduction of rear setback from 15 feet to 0 feet for the construction of a pole barn by petition dated 10-17-2024. Located in section 4.7.7 RSF MH, subparagraph 2, regulations, in accordance with section 4.3 variance procedures, commission district, Mr. Markatch.
Any opposition?
So he actually owns a house right there, and he just wants to reduce the rear setbacks.
Yeah, I went and looked at it. I didn't see no issues with anyone here opposing this. Anyone on the board heard anything? Anyone on the phone? Motion to approve.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch, to approve. Second, Mr. Osteen, all in favor.
Can we have the first and second on the previous one, please?
The first on who?
Hatch.
It was Hatch and Osteen.
Thank you.
No,
Stevenson.
It was Stevenson. Stevenson and Hatch.
Stevenson and Hatch. Thank you.
All right, motion go to back to the board.
We're going to do this resolution.
We got a motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
Resolutions 2024-90.
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch, all in favor.
Aye.
Resolution 2024-97.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Aye.
Resolution 2024-98.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Aye.
Thank you. Mr. Daniel.
Good morning, board members. Thank you for hearing me. Barbie, Shannon, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. On the 23rd of September, I was approached by an employee at a dump site because I did not have this affixed to my window, which is usually inside my door panel. He told me that if he did not see it in my window the next time that I came to the dump, that he was going to forfeit my ability to come to the dump. I told him he didn't have that authority. He explained to me that he had the authority to do it to the mayor of Horseshoe, so it wouldn't be a problem for me, for him to expel me from the dump site. I told him, if that happened, you have to get a trespass warning. And he was on his phone. He says, I'm doing that right now, and you'll be pulled over before you get home. I wanted to let y'all know about this. I wanted to get it on county record. This is displayed right inside my door panel. So anytime I go to the dump, all I got to do is put it right up there on my dash. It wasn't a problem. He approached me, asked me to see it. I showed it to him. And then he said, if I don't see it up there the next time, I can expel you for 2 years.
Mr.
No, he can't.
Are you done? Can I answer your question?
Pretty much.
Okay. Daniel Wright?
Daniel Filman. Okay. Daniel Filman.
All right, Mr. Daniel, what we done years ago whenever we put them in place, and I don't want one of them on my vehicle either, because you spend $80,000 to $100,000 on a vehicle and you put a little roll-off site thing on there. So we did approve that, what you're talking about. So what we'll do is we'll review this with, have Tim review it with his employees, but what you don't correct. And, it might have slipped through the crack, but we will review them policies and procedures with,
okay.
Have Tim review them, and hopefully that takes care of your problem.
Not quite, because I asked the employee to identify himself so I could report the problem. The employee told me his name was Nunya.
Kind of like Mr. Christ. So it... We'll fix
meaning
that.
Meaning none of my business.
Which site?
It was at the roll-off site. I believe his name was Keith Murray.
Yeah, we'll fix it.
I don't think this is actions that should be carried out.
Right, and we agree with you. We want our employees to act this, with respect.
When I got this, it was not told to me that I had to affix it to my windshield. Each and everybody here probably sticks it on inside their door panel, inside the door jamb. It's not a big problem. So
right. We're not going to make it a big problem. But we'll fix it. Okay?
We'll fix it.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Anti-drug.
Oh, make it up.
Good morning. For you that may not know, my name is Sheila Frierson, and I'm with the Dixie County Anti-Drug Coalition, working with Ms. Katrina Van Arnum, who is our executive director. And we always try to keep you informed on different things that occur in our community and also the things that we can do to help improve people's well-being. The month of November is National Homeless Youth Awareness Month. And we want to make you aware that in 2021 to 2022, our homeless youth rate went up to 106 students from the prior year of 48 students. Now, this can be anything from couch surfing. This does not mean that they're actually on the street, but these youth have difficult living situations, so they are considered within the homeless population. So, but we do have resources. We work with community coalitions, and they have a program called Credible Minds. I have plenty of these that we would like to post that they are able to, scan the QR, and it gives them resources available. Also, within our community, and that we have Michelle Snyder with Empowered to Change, which actually provides housing for people in difficult situations, and she actually has an office within our coalition. So we want to let you know what's happening. But it's alarming to me to go up from 48 to 106 in 1 year. So that tells us our youth need some help, not only from us, but from our community as a whole, too. Any questions?
Thank you for everything y'all do. Mr. Steve. Oops. He's not here. You got something for Swanee Sewer?
Yeah, we'll go ahead and do that right now. We had an election down there. Mr. Steve did resign, and they're advertising for a new manager now through Florida Real Water and a lot of surrounding counties. That advertisement should go out today. But thank Mr. Steve for his time and his work that he put in down yonder. The other thing is our election that took place, we had Mr. Bill Brooks and Ms. Diane Strickland who run for a seat down there, and Mr. Bill Brooks won the election. Congratulations to him, and thank you to Ms. Diane for running also. But we had Mr. Jimmy Lamb who stepped down and resigned down there. So I have a vacant seat. I polled all four board members and talked to them this morning about it. And I'd like to appoint Mr. Pat Miles to that seat until the next election. So a motion for Pat Miles to be appointed to the board.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch, for the Swanee board. And we got a second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye. That's it.
That's it? Yeah. Mr. Gregg? Mr. Bailey?
Good morning, board.
Good morning.
Thank you, sir.
Updates on our ongoing projects. The EOC construction is ongoing. That slab has been poured, so that construction is going along quite well. The Old Town Fire Station, it's moving along well.
Yep.
It's starting to come together and look more like a fire station nowadays. So, and then the evidence building for the sheriff's office, we're finalizing that water management district permit modification submittal. They should be submitting that within the next week or two. The CDBG application for 95th and 97th Street, so we did get approval on the 21st. For that, so now they've requested a meeting before we actually advertise that. That meeting is tentatively scheduled for next week. And as soon as we have that meeting, we look to have approval to advertise that for bids.
Yes.
So hopefully,
before
the end of the year, I hope to have bids.
Yep. And I did get that letter, and I actually gave it to Ms. Martha this morning on that, just what you're saying.
Good deal.
And thank y'all for working on that.
It's been
at least 4 years on them two roads.
I've been working on it. I'm glad to get to the point of
getting it done
out to the public. So we should have, I hope to have bids before the end of the year for sure on that. The two new fire stations that we're working on with Mr. Brown and his staff, they've reviewed the building plans. We've got comments on that. Those comments. We've got the survey on the Station 6, which is there in Horseshoe, and I believe him and his staff is working with Ms. Chain on that land purchase there. We've ordered our geotech, so our site development is moving along quite well on that one. Station 3, which is building plans with Match as well, we're scheduling our survey on that site and getting a little bit more behind than Station 6, but we're starting our site plans on that one as well. The last thing I got, we got the four projects submitted for the Restore Act funds. So that's been uploaded, and I have more updates on that as they come in. So that's all I have. Unless y'all have anything for me.
Thank y'all very, very much.
Thank y'all.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Loeffler?
How you doing, John?
Good morning. Just a couple quick updates. Construction on Northeast 82nd. Notice to proceed was given to the contractor earlier this month. I'm told that they're going to plan to start at the end of this month. That's what I was told.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. We'll
that Hal Chairs, right?
It is. Yes, sir. We'll
keep pushing, and I'll keep you updated with
okay, yeah.
as I hear something concrete.
I drive up and down about 3 times a day, so I'm pretty well up to, you know.
I know what's going on. And that road's pretty bad shape.
It is really bad. So we really need to get on with that.
You know who to call. And the only other thing I have is on the HDMP projects, that's the Horseshoe, Swanee dredging projects, and the Charlotte Island restoration. We've completed the permit application packages and designs for both Horseshoe and Shire. I have a few clarification questions I'm going to get with the chief on and the mayor in Horseshoe, just kind of logistical of where they would want to lay down yards to be, things like that. Nothing of any great, you know, clarification or anything. And then we'll be submitting those. Just got the final, storms kind of delayed us, just got the final survey information back on Swanee. And we'll be cranking that design permit out on that. So, moving right along, and that looks pretty soon once they get that closed.
Thank you, sir. But we've got a question.
Real quick, just J.D. Noble, what you mean, just curious to where the timeline for sending that out for advertisement and bid selection.
I would say we'll have questions. We'll call you and the chief, say, tomorrow or early next week. Once we get the clarification for you guys, we can submit next week. How long it takes them to get back to us, that's out of my hands. But we're ready. The package is ready.
And it's ready for the county to send out for advertisement for the contractor?
I think that would be a question for the board, but generally speaking, we'd like to have the permit at hand before, or at least we're pretty good that we know it's going to come.
Yeah.
And I think there's a little complication, and I'm speaking out of turn, I don't know the status of more recent storm debris, the floating material.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we need to have that issue sort of either resolved or understand what it is. So when we go out to bid for this, they know what they're up against. So is it a clean canal that they can go in and dredge, or are they going to have to work through some debris?
Yeah.
So just a few questions logistically. So I can't really say, you know, definitively when we'd be able to go out.
But the canal cleaning is scheduled to be done within the next 4 to 5 weeks.
Okay, great. And is that going to, I'm sorry,
Go ahead.
Get everybody.
It's your time. Go ahead.
And is that getting all of the canals? I know you've seen where we're dredging. Is that going to get all of them cleared out?
Yeah, it'll be all of them.
Okay.
All the interior.
Yeah, they're cleaning them out now.
I'll have my folks give you a call tomorrow if you don't mind, and we'll clear up the few questions we had for you logistically, and then get it out next week.
Sounds good.
All right. Hang on, we got a question right back here.
I just want to know if you guys are responsible for the cleaning of the canals on 597th Street by Glisten Wells?
No, that's the us, the county. Yes. We got people that's going to get on that. But there's a lot of down trees and bushes and tops and stuff through there. But yes, we are working on that. It may take us a little bit, but we are working on that.
Is this actually going to be the engineered project?
We got to clean all the stuff out from the storm, wait till it dries up, and then I don't know if the engineers have completed their study on that.
I don't want to say definitively that is part of the footprint. I just don't remember off the top of my head, but I can look into it and have it answered by next
year. You've got two things going on.
Yeah, a few. Which reminded me, as I sat here, not to switch gears, but Miss Cindy and my team are meeting tomorrow to hopefully start the ball rolling and finding some monies to get a new library. But, fingers crossed, prayers, because it's a tough one, but we're going to try. So
okay.
That's it, unless you have something.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Cindy.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Just a quick reminder that we do still have seats at the library. They're free. We actually have another organization send us seats. And I know people are focused more on cleanup than on planting right now, but it's still time to plant. We still have time to plant and harvest. So, and Dewey is quite popular. We have. I wish that you could have seen the kids when they get coming in and playing with pasture. So I think the adults enjoying this as well as the kids. But we're still moving right
quite along with moving barcodes. My book's getting ready for the inventory. Finding some issues with the system that we use, getting them worked out. In the Three River system, if there is a problem, I'm going to be going to find it. It's the way it is. The way it's always been, but they're correct there. I'm going to find it.
Good.
Everything's working well for us. Let's go ahead and see.
Thank you, Ms. Cindy, for everything you do. Mr. Freeman? And thank you, Mr. Freeman, for everything you do and all the people aggravating and troubles you go through. Thank you very much.
We're going to order you a dog box, Steve.
All right. Mr. Hutch.
How y'all doing today?
Good, you?
I've got two things, and both of them require a rock tip. Poor Debbie. I've had a loader go down transmission. They gave me an estimate to fix it for $56,000. In that meantime, I've been renting one, $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if y'all
heard of it. So we rent one for five.
The sheet is down. Is that the one we just recently purchased?
No, sir. I've been using that cleaning up camera. This is our rock pit tractor that WC and little buddy bought 8 years ago. 9 years ago. He bought a second-handed from John Deere and Oka. But I'm renting one, and I figured if we're going to pay $5,000 a month, we might have won.
How much would a brand new one cost a month?
Mark, you come up here and talk?
About $500.
How much?
About that.
The payment on it would probably be about that much.
Yeah, come on. You are. I run him to, he knows everything they offer us for the tractor that's tore up. It's one of them electronic transmissions.
Okay.
And it's, the field can be 66. It's a good tractor. Oh, but just that transmission.
Yes, yeah, so, my name is Mark Litherland. I'm a representative from Baird Equipment, the John Deere dealer, here for y'all. We gave the county a quotation for the repairs on that tractor that y'all own. And to his point, it was $57,000 with parts and labor. Something that you may consider if you do want to spend that money, we might look to go over the entire machine. Because if we spend that much money on that one component with the tractor that's got almost 12,000 hours on it, we might want to just look at the other components.
Yes.
To ensure that we're spending money in the right way.
What is the tractor of that same equivalent worth now if we went and bought a new one?
Well, what we did, we actually, at the time that we looked at it, we'd given y'all a quote for a machine that's comparable.
Yeah.
And it was $281,000.
That's about what I figured.
Yeah.
So.
How much y'all wanted to give us for our boat machine?
We looked at that machine, and it's actually over on our yard currently in Ocala. We looked at that machine in August and gave you a trade value for $17,000. Because, again, with that, you have to put that
$57,000.
Well, that makes zero sense to take a $17,000 tractor that y'all thoroughly looked at and evaluated because y'all want to buy it or trade-in value of $17,000 for us to spend $57,000 on a transmission. That makes zero sense.
That's why he asked me to come up to give you those.
Yeah, pretty much what.
On
the purchase of a new machine, I like to do the lease purchase for a dollar buyout at the end of the term. Do y'all offer something like that?
We sure do. I just quickly ran numbers on what's currently available on a installment for 48 months monthly. It was $6,300 a month, and for 60 months, it was $5,200 a month. But you could also do that in annual payments, quarterly payments, monthly payments with a dollar buyout option.
Stevie,
budget. Well, I mean, we ain't got no money. How are you paying these rent? I mean,
I got a budget for rent, and I got a budget for new equipment.
Okay. Can we do a lease or something instead of renting it? Just be.
I'd be up y'all. However y'all want to do it. Mr. Jackie might need to. I'm gonna make her mad.
I'd rather be paying for it than just
giving it away.
And the tractor that I'm renting is smaller, but I can buy with that tractor. It's really better during these storms.
Have a smaller tractor?
I have a smaller tractor to load up the hole in there instead of that other one was a 6.44 John Deere. Jody knows what I'm talking about.
Yep.
This is gonna be a 5.24.
Okay. So that's what you'd rather have is the 5.24.
I'd rather have it.
Is that price he gave us was for the smaller one?
No, this one's for a larger one.
Well, then how much is for the deck, the smaller one?
He blindsided me with that.
That's right.
But the other thing with that, y'all took that out as a new machine when we brought it over.
Wow.
And we could apply rental paid towards the purchase.
So in other words,
what we're paying rent already will go towards paying for the machine.
Right.
For a down payment.
And I'm 3 months in it or 4 months in it?
I think it was three months.
I tell you what. Go sit down, go outside, and go get us a correct number on the brand new size that he wants, the smaller one. And then at the end of the meeting, we'll come back up here and pull you back up here. Can you do that?
We can do that, yes.
Does that sound good to y'all?
Yeah. We've got to find the money.
Well, we can talk about it.
He's already paying rent.
He's paying rent. He's paying $5,000 a month. Exactly. So what you give us on price was for the bigger equipment. He wants the smaller one, so it's automatically going to be a little bit less.
He's already paying rent on it.
So that rent money is going to go for a down payment.
What about advertisement to buy the thing?
It's a state contract.
Yes.
It's a state contract.
So we don't have to advertise?
No, it's a state contract.
Well,
they have already done all that.
This ain't the first time we did with him.
I know. But still, whenever we bought a track hoe, dump trucks, and all that stuff, we've advertised. And we bought them on state contracts also.
I'm not saying the last dump truck, no. Because that was a different
do you think on that brand new machine, a smaller one, the payments would be less than $5,000 a month?
Yeah,
$3,500.
Yeah. 30. We can vote on it right now, then.
And if y'all would know what time frame you'd want to do it on, I can do that specifically, and then that way I can come back with the exact numbers, whether it be, Ms. Jackie, annual payments, quarterly, monthly, whatever y'all want.
Personally, I like to do annual, but that's just...
We can do an annual muni, just whatever term y'all want.
You can finance through Beard. Or you can finance through a bank. It just depends on, sometimes we get a better price from the bank. So it would take us a little bit to get the loan process
Let me ask you this. How much
is it? I'm not saying one way or another. Sometimes we get a cheaper rate.
Yeah, it's around 6.5 now through John Deere Financial.
I think we can.
You said that you had money in there for rental, right? How much you have?
I'm renting 2 graders. I don't know exactly what.
But you're spending that on graders.
Right.
There isn't.
Ain't no extra?
Hold on a second. I can
you sure?
No, I'm not sure, but I don't have this whole book memorized. I love you.
Generally, county leases are financed, and they get a better rate because whoever finances them don't have to pay some of the taxes in that normal.
Like paper, the non-profit side, the governmental.
I know with the Acela, we get a lot of loans through them, and it's way cheap because you're getting it through
$1,000 a
non-profit organization, the dump, which is a county-owned type of facility.
You've got $120,000 in there.
$60,000 a year.
And your graders come out of that. Right.
Greater, yeah, is what?
$6,000.
Yeah, see, $6,000 a month is.
And then wait, I got another now for $2,400.
Or is it the 1,800?
Yeah, you're
because
right.
Because that was the one that you were able to.
$1,800 a month?
Yes, sir.
Times 12?
That's right. Yeah. They can't, they ain't gone
there. I know.
You're going to have to tighten your belt up.
That's all the tight. Maybe in my younger years.
What's the other one? 20? What's the other one? 6? What?
So I had about 94,000.
How much?
6,000?
6,000.
All right, just round numbers. That's 72. That's 94,000, and then you want to add another 60,000 on top of that. So my math is 94,60. Nope. It's 154,000. Looks like we're about $34,000 short for doing that.
Yeah. And you said you had money for
new equipment.
Top new equipment, a budget too.
But you have it. We have it. A dump truck and a rubber backhoe.
Stonework task force, man.
No, they keep telling me that other dump truck was out of the storm task force. That's not your dump truck, right?
The dump truck that was delivered a few weeks ago came out of Harmon.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with this dump truck.
And we are.
I ain't got one, though.
You still got some money for one more time for people when we did the auctions on all that equipment. Maybe we won't go.
I got some money from where we got a pipe. We got $74,000 from that insurance when I wrecked that truck.
And my understanding was that money was going to go to match with the budget money for a new dump truck. Mm-hmm. But like I said, that's just what I was told. I don't know.
We do have a rubber tire backhoe that we want to purchase with the new DCSFM phase 2 money that's going to come. We haven't gotten that grant fully executed yet, but that's the plan, to get a rubber tire backhoe with that money.
So, get us the numbers. We need to check on that interest rate.
Zero.
For instance, I'll give you this. A fellow, we just recently built a new cell, $2 million to build that. We had the money in the bank to do it. But it's making 6% sitting in the bank. We borrowed the money from Capital City at 3% to do the cell.
Yeah, I guarantee it's not near 3.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's again.
It's in the system.
The banks and the finance people, when you're dealing with the government, they do not have to pay certain taxes or certain things on that money, so they can offer a lot cheaper rate for county and municipalities than they can for the Saturday, because it's not going to cost them that much to finance it.
Well, and like Ms. Jackie and I have done this in the past, we know too, locally, they're really anxious to help y'all as well because of the relationship y'all have with them in the local institutions. I mean, what I could do is I could give you the number to give you a starting point, and I mean, even I can show you what it would be at 3% even. I can figure that, on a calculator and give you what it would be so you know.
Well, buddy, right now we have to count every penny.
Yeah. So, work on that, work on them numbers and all. Get us a definite number on that smaller tractor and all that, and see what we can come up with. That's all we can do.
Mm-hmm. Do it today, change it.
I'm gonna make some. I got some more to talk about. The rock pit again.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
The 5 acres that we had at Iron 188.
Thank you.
It didn't produce. There's too much clay in it to put it on these lime rock roads.
Okay.
So I went to 2 different people. Tried to swap that land for some rock. And the 2 people I have talked to haven't got back to me to do it. One man was going to mark out what he wanted me to have, and I was going to go look at it and bring it to the board and see how many acres he's going to give us for that 5 acres. That was Mark Rank.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hit Gary Penner up about it, and he hadn't got the cup responded, but he's got some problems.
How's it, is that on 55A?
Mm-hmm. It's between 19 and 55A. I think mine's a bar.
Yes.
I did go talk to Mr. Fowler again. He said we could go back there. He wanted two loads of rock. All he wants in this deal is two loads of rock put in a pile per day.
Per day?
Yeah.
I know in the past, the county used to go to different places and they dig the rock and leave the people fishing hole, water hole and stuff. They several places that they blew rock and never dug.
I've hunted. I've talked to several people about it. When looked at the rocks, the best ones that I found is Mark Rain. That's going to be the best rock. We got Mr. Fowler down there, and it's a good rock, but it's
far down there.
Far down there.
Is that the one down there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How many loads can you dig a day?
Well, it's all 10. You can dig 40, 50 loads a day. But then you're going to have breakdown.
Exactly.
I mean, there was one on the Bingo Road going on the left, and right behind the Rookers is another. The bushes over there. I'm just throwing ideas out, maybe contact them, see if they want to go bigger. Or
it's going to be within a week or two.
Yeah.
Rock, y'all going to see piles up where I done got saved for some of these projects I'm working on, so that's, when you go by there, that's rocks done been took.
Yeah, cool.
All right. Question, on where are y'all crushing now on that end? Is there a possibility we can move the roll-off site to that end and y'all dig the other end out?
I thought about that.
I don't know about that.
That is a very good idea, Jody.
You've got quite a bit of strip down on that end going back that way.
Yeah.
And then you got a pretty good area there where y'all doing the crushing that we could probably set up the dumpsters and all that. I mean, I'm just...
It's worth looking.
I'm casting ideas. I mean... All right,
something to that?
Yep, go ahead.
We got burn iron. I don't think we got the room where to do all that. Iron that end you talking about. We can't hardly keep up with burning iron now. Shane has to go out there every week to try to burn it. To try to keep it up.
Well, we may have to do something with the limb debris. We got to have rock, too, so, I mean...
Well, I'm just telling you, I don't think there's any room back there for all that.
Where is another place we could take it to burn?
Have we got another site we can make another roll-off?
Yeah.
Yeah, in the middle of the hammock down there.
5 acres in the middle
of the hammock. No. Is there anywhere at the transfer station we got room to burn?
No.
No. We're limited to room where we go. I see Beckham was talking about getting into that. He bought one of those smoke curtains. I don't know what
he's
planning on doing there.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Steve.
I did some jewelry.
Yeah, I did, but I don't know what I'm going to do with it now because I'm changing my mind. I think I'm going to hit you up about getting that berm around that dump site at the rock pit, but I think we need to move it.
And
get out the rock.
Yeah.
I mean, we may not have room to burn there, but we got to do something. We got to have rock for the roots.
Where does the profit line go up?
Why don't you look at that? You and Tim and Hutz get together and y'all look at the room, what we actually do have there. It's your district anyway.
Yeah.
So come back to the next board meeting.
Yeah.
It's nothing.
We ain't got a room at
the first district yet. The other one neither do
we. We bought my stuff.
We got more. Yeah, rock from Mark Rains, we wouldn't have to recertify. We could drive that rock over to that crush.
Well,
that would be so easy.
That was my suggestion when I went over and looked at it where we had that dug way down to get to the rock to get with Mark because
we're already permitted there. We could just
add it right onto the pit. Everything's already there established. We would have to pile some more permits.
You
know, get heat right on.
They'll put something together. I mean, just, yeah.
And that land in that hammock worth way more than that land out there.
Yeah. All right.
Bring something back to us.
Thank you, Steve.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Mr. Tim?
I don't know.
I got something for Tim. Come on up here, Tim. Good. Tim, first of all, will you talk to your employees about the sign stuff and yeah. their cordialness? So I appreciate that. But the second thing is I got a phone call Monday morning. And a fella called me and said, hey, my girlfriend's daddy was cleaning out the house, and he threw a bunch of boxes away. And lo and behold, there was $3,500 in that box. They were saving that money for a first car for a little girl turning 16 years old. So I called Tim. I said, let me work on it. I called Tim. And told him the scenario there, which if you look at the scenario, they went back and dug through the dumpster and trespassed, which I would have too. So they could not find it. So Tim said, I'll tell you what we can do. We can take this Packer truck, dump it out on the hill up there, and go through it and see if we can find these people their money. And lo and behold, that man sent me a bouquet of flowers that the money was under. And Tim found that bouquet of flowers, found the $3,500, returned it to the people, and the only thing Tim says is these flowers don't look as good as they did. But, thank you. That to me is what we do and how we do things. Each one of our department heads takes a lot of pride in what they do. And Tim, thank you for going above and beyond.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate everything you do.
Thank you, Mr. Tim. Thank you, Mr. Leon. Mr. Scott?
So I got two things for y'all this morning. This is just I need a grant to approve one of these two grants that we applied for a few months ago. We got approved for both of them, so I just need y'all's action to approve the grant award agreements so we can get that stuff moving. The first grant is for $46,245.80. That is for the annual maintenance for
911. Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Second grant is for $154,156.94. That's the grant to do a system refresh for our 911.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Thank you, sir.
Ms. Kay?
First, I'd like to give you a quick update on some of the social accounts as far as tourism is concerned. We'd like to first thank Tim and Danita Ward for their allowing the community in Suwannee to use the pavilion for all of their distribution points. So that was very helpful. Also, J&C Marine Contractors have replaced the floating dock that is next to the public ramp, so I feel that's very safe now, and we appreciate them doing that, both of them, giving that to the county. So Dell's Fish Camp, which is one of our big collectors there, has some of the RV sites open, and they are close to having some of the rooms ready. I mean, they had to resecure the foundations, take out the walls, of course, along with the bedding and everything, and start replacing, drying it out and replacing it all. So they've been working hard. Jasmine Breeze RV is fully operational. Swanee Marina is now back open for breakfast and lunch, and they're trying to restock Marina to have a lot more store supplies since our the area store is going to be down for a while. Salt Creek Restaurant, starting this Thursday, they have brought in an outside truck cooking area. They are going to be serving and trying it, you know, outdoors, just outdoor serving right now where they're rebuilding their building. They're going to be open on Thursday and Friday and Saturday night starting at 4. And Cross Seafood is open, selling fresh oysters right now. So if any of you all want to come to that area and look into helping those businesses out, that'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to Tammy Bryant with Compass Realty at Horseshoe Beach, and you can help me with this part. But she said basically right now, most of the businesses are still a long way from reopening down there.
So Lacey's Place is open for business. It's a food truck. It's fully permitted, and it's set up right off of Main Street, and she serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then there's still a little bit of people cooking, especially the lady that had the old Sunset Pub. She's doing donation-type meals for lunch and dinner. But Lacey's Place is open, and also along with the county providing some Lime Rock and John Sherrill and his equipment, they've got that commercial boat ramp. Man, it's graded out. Really, really nice. It's open to utilize. Also, the canal cleaners use that ramp a little bit for offloading the material off the barges, but the commercial guys are back up and running, and a few recreational fishermen are going out. And that parking is, man, great, great, hopefully temporary fix for that boat ramp. That BP grant still going to fund to fix it completely, but we're glad it's usable.
Good, thank you. So, you know, our coastal communities are working hard to come back. And, of course, with Gina, Good Times Marine is rebuilding, but it's going to be a while. With that being said, you know, I've had some calls about places to stay. You know, people want to go out fishing and such, they're looking for places to stay. So we are sending out this little postcard, and I have some of these out here. We're sending them out to all the help to Shelley. The addresses that we have for bed and breakfasts and Verbo places, to just fill out a little 2-minute questionnaire to let us know if they're open yet or when they're going to be opening, so we can get them listed up on our website and have those facilities. So things are moving forward in that way, but it's going to still take a while. Also, Visit Florida is giving us another advertising grant of $160,000 worth of advertising. When we get up and running and ready to welcome visitors back, I'm going to have this in a kind of a 3-section. We're moving ahead now with trying to market our Highway 19 businesses to let people know that, you know, the whole county is not still in repairs, and trying to be sure those businesses get advertised now. Second part will be highlighting the fishing at the coastal areas when they get a little more opened up. And then the third part will be going into festival time, and we'll be highlighting the library festival down in Suwannee, the Art and Nature Festival. So that's kind of our plans with those funds. I've been asked, you know, by different businesses if the tourism board can do anything to help these businesses. And unfortunately, we're really limited on what we can spend our money on. It has to be related to marketing and promotions. So, you know, we can't really give a business money to help them rebuild, even though they are a tourism business. But what we can do is, and this is what we are doing, I might have mentioned the last meeting, we are doing videos for each of the overnight businesses. A marketing video, because it is a marketing video, it fits into the guidelines, and we have Jesse Tampley with his business is helping us out with that. We're doing videos. He's done one already for the Suwannee River Bend,
photos too.
and photos too. So it's a video for them that they can use and we can use, and a whole set of photos for them to use. He's given us a great rate, which he usually charges $2,500. He's just charging $750 per location because he's a county resident trying to help us all out as much as he can. So what I'd like to do is go ahead and show you all the video that he's done for the one business. And if you all can help spread the word around to the other businesses that, you know, if he calls, that something we can work on.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Are we doing it online or are we doing it on the TVs? Okay.
Yeah. Say, we done moved up.
Yeah.
Sitting up the front room.
Y'all look this way, and if we looking this way, we ain't looking at y'all. We looking at TV back there. Mr. Brown, or
he's got a dentist appointment, so that's where he's at. I laid some papers on your desk in front of you. If you look, there is three of them. One of them is this here, and this. Those are these. This is the Christmas conviction. It will be December 13th. From 6 to 9, we changed the location this year. We went to Ward, if I can speak correctly this morning, the Little League Field. We're doing a little bit more larger footprint in that area. So Ms. Allison has asked me to talk to you guys, and she is needing cook and donations for the hot dogs and all the fixings, like you've done in the past.
I can get the grill to you, but the 13th I will be out of town.
Okay.
I'll be there.
Okay.
Good. I can get the grill if I need to.
December 13th?
Yes, sir.
I can do it.
Okay. From 6 to 9?
Can you? What about you, Jody?
Hello.
How many hot dogs you need?
I'll have to get with Allison on it. I think last year we did 800.
I had them all of them. I remember. They were 800.
800 plus, I think.
All right, we'll just let us know. We'll buy the hot dogs and we'll cook them, and y'all wrap them.
All right. The second thing I laid on your desk, or the third thing, is this graph, 10-12 page graph. If you'll look at that,
That is from DOT. That is a breakdown as of this week on the roadway.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So you'll see that if you'll look the yellow on the front page, the yellow is the mulch that they've ground up. The orange is the C&D, which is the construction and demolition. And the blue is the vegetative. You look on the left-hand side. You go to page 2, it gives you the breakdown of the last 7 days on how many cubic yards they're pulling out of each one of those, or each day. And then it goes through the calling costs and stuff like that. And then on the back, the last couple pages, you will see where it is street names, or excuse me, street numbers, and what was pulled. If it was C&D, how many yards and stuff like that out of that area. And they are continuing to, it's sometime near the end of the month is when they hope to be complete.
So they got a lot of hammock still.
They've been hitting it pretty hard the last
year. Yeah, they have been hitting it.
And I know that they've been, I don't know, understand the method of their madness,
right.
But why they hit one pile and skip it and go to another pile, I don't understand that and don't know. I think it's because of the weight of the trucks. Certain trucks can pick up larger tree trunks and root balls and stuff of that nature. Yeah. And so that's where we're at on that. But I know the state is working with them. Roads, Inc. is who the contractor is, and also with there's two other monitoring companies that the state has hired. One of them, you'll see the little cars that go with every truck to run the traffic and show that they're picking stuff up. They take the pictures and all, and then a following crew comes in behind when they say, okay, 592 Street's complete. That crew comes in and says, nope, y'all left a pile here, or the residents have moved a pile out of this address.
Yeah.
So they are double and triple checking behind themselves with the contracts.
And they do have a little crew going around. If there's a limb that's dead hanging down about, they got going up there and trimming it down. And
there is a section in there where it says limbs and hangers.
Yeah.
You'll see those. That's what that is. And if it's if it hangs over the road at 45%, or a 45 degree
they get
the road, they're catching it also. Even if the root ball is on private property, they cut to the right of way and cut to that property line, and then it's the homeowner's responsibility.
Okay.
So I know that they're almost complete or completing Swanee waterborne debris. I was notified yesterday that they're wanting to do a closeout sometime in the middle of next week. I have not gotten down there to see what all waterborne debris is left in there. I'm waiting on the contractor to give me that information of how many yards and cubic yards of what they pulled out, whether it be vegetative, C&D, and white goods. So when I get that information, I'll relay it up to John, and he can send it out to you guys.
Okay.
Yep.
Anything else?
What are they doing about the trees that's pushed over in the canals and blocking the canals?
That is the vegetative that will be, it's not, if it's not in the water, that crew cannot touch it. It has to be the roadway crew.
Perfect. John, send him that picture I sent you where they can cut that tree.
So, Mr. Kellen also gave you all an update on Station 1. The crew was there today. They're starting to set the isolate walls. So that should start moving along pretty quickly. And then, like you said, all of Station 4, which is the Old Town Station, the interior walls are being set up now.
So, good deal. Good deal.
Do you have anything for me?
I have one, Scott. Yes, ma'am. Is there a comprehensive list of all our roads?
That is what they've hit so far. That is not all the roads that not all the county roads. No, ma'am.
Okay, I was wondering on that.
That's where they
a bunch of them have zero, but okay.
That is just saying that's the areas that they've hit or come down. Ms. Pendarvis has given them maps of every county maintained road. So if it's a private road, they're not going down it. But any county maintained road, they are.
Thank you, sir.
I just had one thing that I was going to keep around wanting to mention. In case y'all see a mismatch for ambulance running around because all of our trucks are Dodges, we tell them that.
Yeah.
Chief Bass went out to Texas about 3 weeks ago and looked at a used truck. Our trucks that we buy are some of the cheapest in here. They're some of the nicest ones, but they're some of the cheapest, at $311,000. Chief Bass went out there to deliver a truck to the office and he looked at a used truck. It's a Ford, so they're not going to match the other trucks. They don't have the same sticker package, but it's $55,000. And the box alone is over $200,000.
Yeah.
So if we get a couple years out of it, the chassis itself, even the box itself, is $200,000.
You can put it on a different chassis.
Great deal. Never been remounted, so it's going to be remounted three more times.
So good find. Good find.
It's a great deal.
Is it in y'all's budget?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It actually worked out. We had, remember, he mentioned the crash truck. The chief, the retired chief, Eddie Hand, who actually lives in Horseshoe now. Two of the chiefs from Suwannee County live in Horseshoe Beach. Well, vacation homes there. He found us a great deal. We're actually getting the truck fixed, the crash truck fixed, and purchasing that other truck with the deal he worked out. So it worked out great.
Good deal.
Good deal. 2016
at 450. 455?
How many miles is it? 180.
You ain't even got broke in good yet. That's a good find, Mr. Bass. Good find.
Oh, God, he's rock.
Miss Gail's not here. Holly, she's not here. Angie, she's out sick. Mr. John.
He's coming.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Yes, you do.
All right, number one, request board approval to ship the for Darrell Corporate at about $24,775.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Okay. Number two, request board approval of the ship rehab reimbursement for Lenny Blocker at amount of $21,794.80.
Motion. Motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch, all in favor.
All right, we request board approval to execute resolution number 2024-94 and support a supplemental agreement number one for County Road 349. The lead in Suwannee to begin a new payment on County Road 349 in the amount of $546,878.51.
Motion.
Second. Motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor.
Okay, number four, request board approval to execute supplemental agreement number one for Northeast 82nd Avenue. From Northeast 592nd Street to State Road 55, U.S. 19, advanced pay request.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Wood. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor.
Number five, request approval to execute resolution number 24-101 to support the Northeast 82nd Avenue from Northeast 592nd Street to State Road 55, U.S. 19, advanced pay request.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Wood.
Second.
Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor.
Request board approval to execute the contract for County Road 349 from Dead End to Suwannee to beginning a new payment. County Road 349 between Dixie County and Addison, Columbia, incorporated in the amount of $7,422,429.29.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor.
Request board approval to execute supplemental agreement number two for County Road 349 advance pay request.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor.
John.
Sir.
What's the advance pay request?
Advance pay request is we and Ms. Martha mainly have got with FDOT, and instead of us having to front money for these projects and wait 30, 69 days to get our money back, we're going to submit to DOT, and DOT's going to pay for it when we stay out of it.
Thank you for working on that.
Yep.
Good job.
Thank you, Ms. Martha.
Request board approval to execute resolution number 24-102 in support of County Road 349 advance pay request.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor.
Yeah.
Okay.
request board approval to execute the notice of award for County Road 351 South from Southeast 163rd Street to County Road 351A to Anderson Columbia Incorporated in the amount of $2,398,960.10.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
And number 10, request board approval to execute contract for County Road 351 Southeast 163rd Street to County Road 351A between Dixie County and $2,398,960.10.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Okay. Request board approval to execute notice to proceed for County Road 351 from Southeast 163rd Street to County Road 351A to the Anderson Columbia Incorporated.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Request board approval to execute supplemental agreement number one for County Road 351.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Request board approval to execute resolution number 2024-103 in support of County Road 351.
Motion.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Request board approval to execute supplemental agreement number four for Northeast 592nd advance pay request.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Okay. Request board approval to execute resolution number 2024-104 in support of Northeast 592nd advance pay request.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Request board approval to execute 22FRP81, amendment number 2, for the Dixie County Airport Division Flood Abatement Trust, commission grant amount $150,000.
Motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Okay, request board approval to continue the annual maintenance services agreement with Answer Advisory, GSG, for the Fire, Solid Waste, and Mosquito Control Assessment Program. The amount of
$20,500.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Request board approval to purchase 5 36-inch by 40-foot culverts and 10 48-inch by 40-foot culverts in the amount of $74,382 based on the Stormwater Task Force recommendation.
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Stevenson. Discussion.
Task force paying, their money paying for that, or is that coming out? Okay.
Okay. All in favor?
All in favor.
That was my question. Yep, good deal.
Told the business.
Request board approval to apply for the Rural Community Development Revolving Loan Program for financial assistance located in the industrial area.
Motion. Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Osteen. Second,
Mr.
Hatch.
Let's discuss it.
Discussion.
John, I'm going to let you do the particulars of that one, but is that the Dwight Knight property out there? We're trying to make the... But confidential nothing. We're talking motion to approve, motion to vote on it, but that we're wanting to, we've already discussed why we're doing it for an industrial park. So this industrial park will bring some businesses to our county that we're lacking so much. So it's confidential either. We're in a confidential with the businesses, but the property that we're spending the money on, $1.2 million, that's why we're doing it. And I want everybody to know why we're doing it. So something just ain't slipped under and slipped through. This is for the betterment of our community. And it's a heck of a risk for this board right here. But without risk, you don't have no reward. So that's my discussion.
Yes, sir.
Got a vote on it.
All right. We got a motion, Mr. Osteen, and a second, Mr. Hatch. We just had a discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Request board approval to update the applications for the 5-year road project plan with FDOT for the following.
Add one more road?
Yes, sir. County Road 358 has been put in the program for 2028. We have Southeast 71st Avenue, Southeast 265th Street, Southeast 269th Street, County Road 351 to Southeast 60th Avenue, Northeast 349 Avenue, Northeast 765th Avenue,
Northeast 356 Avenue, County Road, State Road 349, Northeast 399 Avenue.
So we can add one more road.
One more.
And Yellow Jacket has submitted a letter to pay the highway from 349 down to Southeast 477th and take that little turn to the Northeast 752 to the end of the boat ramp.
Let me ask you something. I believe either you or Paul told me that when 358 got on there, they was only going to the storm lane.
It's going from US 19 to the storm lane.
Why can't we add something else to it going down to Casey's Cove?
I agree.
I'm with that.
So do they.
That road's in poor shape.
I say add that. That's good.
Yep. Finish it. That we need to.
It's horrible.
Well, the bridges are going to be BP. The BP oil storm.
Okay, so, that's right.
But if you put on the 358 to continue from in the Stony Main Line to Kennedy Cove, that will still put that out. But I don't know if we can get it into the 2028.
It needs to be on yesterday's plan, but.
It's the Rudolph Parrott Road, one of them roads. I don't know them road numbers. It's been submitted for the last couple of years. I believe it is, 351.
I got another road. It's not my district. It's in Daniel's district. But we need to...
Highway 358 is dangerous.
Exactly. We need to fix it first before we add anything else. That's my opinion there.
And if I got to take it all the way to the main line and that one comes a little bit later, I meant sooner than... I just do it all.
It's no different, David, than what we've done 349 and 351. I think you could add that as another project, and I'm all for that.
Yeah, add it. Thank you, ma'am.
And now, I forgot to put this on the report, but now you have to rate them. 1, 2, 3.
I'll still say 341 should be ranked up there at the top. County spent a bunch of money. If it was approved, then they denied it because we didn't have the right-of-way. County was fourth and did the third to get the right-of-way, and it is yet to get back on the agenda.
Where was that for?
349
Avenue. 349. It goes into McCrab Landing.
McCrab Landing.
It's on there. It's taken away.
It has in the past been ranked number one as county picks. I mean, but the DOT picks what road they want to, but we as the county get to pick what we think is the number one road.
Yeah. Yeah,
they have a scoring that they go by.
They show they show a lot of.
What's been on this ranking?
No.
No.
I don't know that. What's been on the list the longest?
I would have to look at that first. I wasn't involved in those at the beginning, and I apologize that I don't know the answer right now. But
I know that road. I'm talking about Gene is one reason to go out.
Yep.
Yeah, I know that road's on there. Rudolph Parrott Road's been on there for 3 or 4 cycles now, and I don't know the rest of them.
Well, I know Gene Highway.
I know that's a dangerous
is important. That's an important road. It's.
Yes, it is.
A lot of traffic's on that highway.
A lot of big boats going up down it.
Log
trucks, yep.
So, what are we ranking these guys?
I rank 358 1.
I agree with David.
I agree with that.
And then the...
Mostly.
Then the 349 one, Jody one?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
And then the Rudolph Parrott Road.
Yep.
Your motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Osteen, and a second, Mr. Hatch. Discussion. Mr. Hatch,
second. Yes.
All in favor.
Now you're
going to
do the 349 number 2?
Yep.
Jody, you going to do the motion on that one?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
We got a motion, Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor.
And then number 3 will be the...
Rudolph Parrott Road motion.
Second.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor. And next year, Mr. Daniel, we going to...
He just got the house chairs right.
okay. All right.
Hang on.
We done got it figured out. You got your Parrott Road. We got that. And you got your... I'm electing to put my turn in...
I know what road you call.
That's right. It's a straight shot.
It's South Custer.
Yeah. Yes, it takes a lot of grading off that. There's a lot of people live down that. So.
Yep. I agree.
We'll get them.
Yeah. Term out.
Miss, okay.
You mentioned the Yellow Jacket Road.
We'll put them on there. But it can't go on there. We done got.
You can only have three.
Okay. We'll get them next year, too.
Yep.
Okay. Request board to approve funding for the Anti Drug Coalition fiscal year 2025 in the amount of $50,000. The board recently discussed possibly taking that money out of that Sherrod Island easement money that we received. Maybe I think some of that money went somewhere already. Got $103,000, and it was discussed in previous meetings to possibly take some of that money and give it back to the drug
company. I think we discussed that we were going to give a part of that money.
Yes.
Yes, we did.
Because we took their money to put in from health care.
Yep.
I better look at the people beating on the chin.
I'm just trying to think.
It was.
The easement money we got for.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah,
just,
nobody said what they were
going to
spend it on. So,
yep.
So we're good with that.
I make a motion that we do what we said we was going
to
do.
We got a motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second. Are we good with that?
Sure.
Okay.
We got a second, Mr. Hatch, and we just had a discussion. He just asked him. He said, our boss lady said that, good with that. Any more discussion?
Nope.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye. We'll pay you. How long do we?
We'll take it.
My kind of person.
And we'll be glad to present an action plan and what we spend that money on.
Please do.
Yeah.
Sure. Yes. We'll be glad to.
Yep, please do.
It's all for our kids. Yeah.
Well, we do have restrictions on what we can spend it on.
Okay, and informational items. County office will be closed on November 11th in observance of Veterans Day.
Yes.
And we've got one thing that got sprung on us about the, got some invoices from the school board requesting reimbursement for shelter facilities.
Gentlemen, this is what come up, if I may help you with this a little bit.
Please.
This is Idalia, Helene, Debbie, and Milton. I don't know that these are all in this one total, but what had happened is this county was under the impression, and as it's been, that the school board was their own entity and could actually apply for these reimbursements
through
FEMA and the other agent state. Well, because now there's never have in the past required an interagency agreement between the county. Y'all remember we had y'all sign an interagency agreement with the school board that they would support the county with the shelters during any emergencies. We come full circle with the budgeting officer for the school reaching out. They said denied her to be able to claim those independent of the county. They said the county would be responsible for that. So I'd say I called the school board attorney, but that's kind of, you know, redundant anyway, being not wear both hats. The instructions was that all reimbursement would have to come from the county. Now, the county will in turn seek reimbursement for that cost. In the past, because our schools were built with hurricane funding and built to hurricane level, we'd not had to have an interagency agreement. FEMA had never required.
But now they do.
Now they do. So this is part of what Scott, you correct me if I'm wrong on this, but this is part of what you needed was an invoice from the school.
So we can start the reimbursement process.
So that the reimbursement process could be begun. So it's kind of one of these. It's in order to get the reimbursement, we got to have a bill.
So basically, we got to pay the school first, then up front. So we can't apply for it. We have to pay it first.
You have to show where it's been paid before you get reimbursement.
Okay.
How long do you think that'll take for us to be reimbursed?
Aline, we are still working on it, Adelia.
Yep.
Since I've been here, we got a Hermine check. And that was
2016.
2016. Since I've been here, we got a check for Hermine.
That's before I've been up here.
So you could, this could take 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
But we got to pay them. Yeah. But we got to pay them.
The reason why it hasn't been done in the past is because of being under our CDMP, or Comprehensive Emergency Management Plan. It was always FEMA's guidance and the state, the previous attorneys and the state's guidance that since it was written in our plan that school handles all sheltering, yep, that they were their own applicant. In years past, they have been their own applicant. Whether or not they have seeked that reimbursement, I don't know, because it's always been their own applicant. So, and now they are wishing for the county to do this. Now, moving forward, since we do have the MOU, we can start that, and they can be their own applicant. And they will be their own applicant for moving forward. For next year. Or if Raphael decides to do a loop-de-loop and come in to the state of Florida, whatever it is, right now it's going out to Mexico. So, but since that date was October 11th, I think it was when it was signed.
I don't recall exactly, but
post-event that they said they're good now for future storms to be their own advocate.
We got that problem solved there.
That problem is solved. Okay. But previous county attorneys and, like I said, state and federal always stated since it was in the CEMP that the school handles all sheltering for the county, it was okay. And that's why we never requested the board to do an interlocal agreement or an MOU with the school board.
Good deal. So, how quick do we need to come up with this?
I don't think the school's going to take us I
can't speak exactly to the school's budget. I can tell you that I know that their belt is tight.
They're very tight.
Well, they can't ask for reimbursement until we pay them.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. Having done it in years past with other constitutional officers, we've only paid 75% of that invoice because that's all we get reimbursed.
Because what is the invoice for?
Sheltering.
Hang on, I'll explain it. That's for when the shelters are open, the school has to send some of their employees up there to mandate it. So they have to pay them the light bills, plus the cleaning, plus they have to have cafeteria people there to cook food. Cafeteria, the school, kids' food for the people that stay there in the shelters. So all of this is for all of that, to reimburse them for the food that they used, cafeteria work, the light bill that they have to come up with, cleaning and sanitizing and everything else. And this, I think that bill was for three or four.
That's for four different storms.
Four different storms. Yes.
When, how it's always been with other constitutional officers, when because of the county comptroller, and we only getting reimbursed the federal 75%, and then the state's 12.5%, and the county has to eat its own 12.5%. That's what we would pay. We would only pay the amount that we were getting reimbursed, that we knew we would get reimbursed. So that's why it would be done that way.
Where are we going to put our citizens if school don't allow us?
The interlocal agreement now where the school will be its own applicant, and they will do all shelter. We'll sign that
so,
in the middle of, or the beginning of October.
And so they will take care of all this through FEMA and all that,
yes.
Get reimbursed? Okay.
Moving forward.
So they understand that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So do they understand that we're only going to pay 75% of that?
That I do not know. It's been years. It's been past practice, so we can look.
We can look
into that. Because if not, the county has to eat that 12.5%. Whether it be 87.5% of the total amount, I think that's the 75 and 12.5, or if the county pays all 100% of that, the county is on the hook for 12.5%. Because the county's responsibility, or the county. Has to have its own buy-in, just like with us, if I submit a bill for $100,000 for road grading, we only get $87,200, whatever it is, back, and the county has to take the other 12.5% and pay to make it whole out of its own pocket. Now, if these storms become 100% paid reimbursed storms, that is something totally different. I know that Helene and Milton, they're looking at that. I know there's been talk on a day, being that this is the first 90 days, that one is 100%. So there is caveats to those.
We ask this question to every department head. Y'all got it in y'all's budget?
I don't have it in my budget.
Yeah, but we're going to pull it out of theirs, too. I mean, we pull it out of everybody else. Theirs come out of general fund, too. Everything comes out of general fund.
So this and the sheriff.
We'll put that in the workshop budget also, or the workshop discussion also.
Yeah.
$140,000
plus dollars.
No, the invoice is only
$70,000. Yeah, sorry, as a whole. She's going to add it to what we have to find for the sheriff.
Sheriff's request and this together. You got that, Mr. John? We'll put that on the discuss that at the workshop too.
The only other information I have is that Leon motor blew up his truck and we got him a new motor.
Yeah, I think Philip was
pounding too hard.
I got one thing.
Okay.
Well, if you're going to leave the fuel management system on the Chevrolet, you will be putting a motor on.
Commissioner
Wood,
the lights
and
some parts should
be coming
very, very soon.
Thank you, sir.
I
appreciate that.
Waiting on
them.
Yes, sir.
All right.
I think Mr. Hatch got something for you, Mr. John.
Yesterday about the workforce, about them wanting the board to go on. David, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. We're the last county to go on board with that crown. Is that the Florida crown?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to make the motion to go.
Okay, all right.
So we got a motion, Mr. David, to say that again, to approve the
work. Florida workforce crown.
Okay. We got a motion, Mr. Davis.
Yesterday.
And we got a second, Mr. Hatch. Mm-hmm. All in favor.
Is
it Florida crown?
Yes, ma'am.
Florida crown.
Yeah, it's been very
simple. Somebody got it.
I got it.
The Christmas and the Dixie Christmas and the Roy Ward baseball field. How many hot dogs did y'all say y'all needed? 800, wasn't it? 800.
They ran out last week.
So we're going to do 1,000?
Yes, sir.
I think there was one year we done about 1,100.
That's what I was thinking, too.
We purchased a bunch of things, and then we went to the table lot and purchased everything they had.
All they had. Okay,
we cooked for hours.
The next time we're going to do 1,000 hot dogs right there, and we're going to cook them and buy them. Also, Monday, I got 160 hot dogs to cook and buy for the Veterans Day parade. Anybody want to help, including John?
Yes, sir, I'll help.
It's got to be done by 11:30, I believe, so I'll get with you. We're going to cook while they're parading, throwing candy.
Marky said right there at the supervisor election, what? Is that where you're going to be
cooking? I think that's where, there or the park, one of the two. I'll find out. Does anybody want to help with that? John's already volunteered.
I'll try to make it.
Anybody else? That was it. Of course I need money. Them hot dogs. I think you're right. The more likely we'll do it right up front. But I'll get with Tank and find out for sure, and I'll let y'all know.
Okay.
So y'all get your hot dogs, turners out.
Mm-hmm. All right,
that it.
Thank you, John.
Miss Chyna?
Yes, gentlemen. Got once again, like the rest of them, I got a couple things. Yeah. The first line of business, I think, which is most pressing, is we need to hire a county manager. We done interviews yesterday. We had some good interviews.
We did.
You gentlemen had some choices to make. So I would request that y'all make a motion on who you want to hire.
I'll make the motion for Mr. Brad Brady, not taking nothing away from you, John. You're doing perfect. But I think you need to learn a little bit more, and Miss Martha. And we really need a third person like right now hit the ground running. And that's nothing to take away from you. You're my friend, and I appreciate everything you've done.
Got a motion. Mr. Osteen for Mr. Brad. I have a second. I've done this before. I'm passing it. I'm going to second that motion to go in discussion. We did have some very good applicants. And I'm going to say this. I would be happy. The two, I got two on my mind. I would be happy with Mr. Jenkins. Well, I would be happy with Mr. Brad. So I did second this for Mr. Brad to give him a chance to see what he brings to the county. I think Mr. Brad and Mr. John make a good pair. But I ain't saying that I wouldn't be happy with Mr. John and us finding him someone underneath him either. So, with that said, I love Mr. John, and I'll do anything for him. So, yeah, you can speak. We're in discussion now.
So I sat in on those interviews also yesterday, and in my opinion, there was only one that was qualified in all aspects of that position, and I do not know the man other than the interviews yesterday, but it was Brad Brady. That's my opinion.
So you got the hammer, Chairman.
Well, I've taken a lot of stock in Miss Martha. She has carried this county. And I asked her recommendations on who she thought she could work with to continue forward with this county. And I took a lot of stock in that because she has really stepped up and she told me who she thought that she could work with to keep this thing moving, and that's how I was leaning going toward what she thought would be the best for their office.
And I agree 100% with that. I'm going with what Miss Martha feels like is best.
Okay.
Got to take care of her.
So if we got a motion and a second. So
any more discussion?
Any more discussion? And then you all in paper for Brad Brady.
Any more discussion?
Yeah. All in favor?
All opposed?
All right. So that motion, that motion dies. Now, I can resume.
I'm gonna pass it back.
Now that motion dies, Mr. Brady. What y'all want to do? I need a motion.
Motion for John.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch, for to hire John.
Second.
We got a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
I eyed it because I said I'd be good with either one.
Now, I want to make a motion for advertisement of assistant county manager.
Right.
Immediately.
We got a motion from Mr. Hatch to immediately advertise for assistant county manager, and second from Mr. Osteen. Any discussion? All in favor? Congratulations. I know you will. I know you will. We'll when our HR gets back, we'll get that package up and give it to you.
John, plenty of headache medicine and stress for me.
All right, Ms. Chana.
Yes, sir, gentlemen. I just received this. I say just received it. I think it came in this week while I've had a few days off. But we have another memorandum of agreement from the state in regards to the trailers. I will be asking for a motion to approve this. This is very similar to the first amendment or memorandum for agreement, excuse me, that we did on the first trailers we received. This puts our total trailer count at 80 travel trailers. Now, I don't believe we have received all of those. I will have to go back and double check because I have not been out to the airport to look and see how many I do have out there. I believe I've got another dozen or so out there, but I will not. I will ask that you approve the signing. I will confirm the absolute number and the VIN numbers as we receive these trailers. Some of these VINs from even the previous one, there was some inaccuracy on the VIN numbers, and I think that's because the state is ordering shipped directly to us, and somewhere in the mix, I think some of the numbers, but I'm working with the state, with Ms. Katie Arnett, Katie Hamner, and we'll make sure those are correct, and we have signatures on the correct bins on all of them. We have got a little problem going on. Don't know where it's at. Ms. Katie sent the first batch of titles about a week after we got the trailers. And we've been watching for them continuously since that time. They have not arrived. So we're trying to find out where that first batch of trailer titles is located. So as soon as I get those, I will have those for y'all, and we will get those processed and get them out to the trailer owners just so that y'all know the status on why, if you get asked, why don't I have my title yet? Because somewhere between here and Tallahassee, those titles are in our U.S. mail system. Yeah. So hopefully that gets corrected real soon. But that is in the makes. And so I know I've got a few calls wanting to know when they could expect them. And that's what I've been having to tell them. But just so y'all have an answer for that as we move forward. We do plan on, I left my staff a list today. They are calling to try to contact some more to make delivery of some more trailers this afternoon.
Okay.
So depending on how many they can contact, I'll have some more going out to your citizens and my citizens too, by the way, today sometime. Okay, and that's all I have, gentlemen.
Okay. What about the last two?
The last two, I've got those being worked up. I've got to have phone numbers on the one that you gave me yesterday, the Rocky Creek,
mm-hmm.
because that's all I got, the name.
Okay.
Okay, I haven't seen an application for them.
That's the older man that...
Okay. So I have not seen it. He may have done a QR. I did not check that this morning before I come down, or up, whatever it is. But before I come to the meeting today, I did not check the QR code. So if he did the QR, I will have it. I just have not had a chance to print it out getting ready for this morning's meeting. But he will be on the list as long as all of his information checks, which I anticipate it will be.
Thank you.
That's all I have
for him. What about the contract? Have you had a chance to look at the contract on that 1206?
I have not, but I will get that done.
Yeah.
This week, post-haste, I would ask that y'all, you know, approve it based on my review.
Yeah.
I will get that done ASAP. Yesterday kind of took a little while, so I didn't get it totally read for y'all.
So she needs a motion on her review whether to sign or not, because if she says not to sign, I'm not signing it.
Right, exactly.
Yep. We got a motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Mr. Hatch, all in favor.
And now, so that's clear, because I need two motions. I need one for the MOA with the Division of Emergency Management on the trailers, which, Mr. Jamie, I'll have you sign. That one is ready for you to sign on it.
So we need a motion on that right there.
Yes, sir.
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Stevenson, and a second, Mr. Hatch.
All in favor.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Is that covered?
It will.
All
right. That's the first one, unless our first, the first one was the 1206, right? That's the contract with Savacious. I knew I was going to.
And just
it's just the emergency.
Right. It's just for the emergency 1206.
Okay. Yep. Just as soon as you get that read and okay, call me.
Yes.
Then I'll make sure I get it signed.
Yes.
And will Savacious include
it for both, because I would they are what we talked about them doing first was strictly the 1206, and I know you've reviewed it, so you're telling me they put the 1206 and
well there's two things in there, so you need to read. I may not approve it because all we can.
And this, like I say, I haven't had a chance, and I apologize to y'all to come unprepared. If it includes future efforts outside of the emergency, outside of the 1206, then I'm going to recommend to go back for correction, because all we could hire without advertising is for the emergency 1206.
Okay.
So 1206 is advertised.
So if you look at that, can I sign just on the 1206?
It'll have to be amended.
Depends on what contract says.
Right. So once I look at it, I will try to get that to you today. I mean, when I get back to the office, depending on what time we get out of here, I'll try to get you something on that today, because if they need to make the changes, they may be able to make them quick enough we can still sign it, because all they'd have
to do is make some changes, and if you are good with the changes, then I can sign that one also.
Right, yes, and that's what I would ask based on reviewing, you know, necessary changes, because oftentimes that's what we have done before it gets to y'all is I've made the recommendation they correct the contract, and then we bring it to y'all for signature, but this one is... We need to get it ASAP. I know we're under a time frame.
Yes.
We are advertising right now for grant services for the purpose of the building.
Yes. And once that is done, depending on, you know, how many applications we get, then whether or not y'all go with, and I apologize to them, Savacious. See there? I'm going to mix it up. We need to find out whether there's a Greg or a Tom or somebody like that, and I'd be all good with it. And I apologize. It's me and a name thing. But that being said, that should be coming to fruition pretty quickly, because we started advertising immediately after the emergency meeting.
Yeah.
We can only hire under the emergency for the emergency, which is the 1206, which was what was advertised. It wasn't advertised for everything.
Okay. All right, just get back up with me.
Yes, sir.
Is that it?
That's all I have, gentlemen.
Miss Hickambottom?
I don't have anything, but Miss Brenda does.
Okay. This is just our annual State to Library grant that we do on behalf of Miss Cindy's Library. So this is just for the state of Florida. Basically, we do this every year. So basically, I just need you guys to approve it and just retain it to sign it.
And that's
That's it.
That's the grant on the library.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's the grant that the state gives the library to help.
Okay. All right. We got a motion, Mr. Osteen, and a second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor.
That's
it.
Unless y'all have something for me, and if y'all do want to get a copy of like the general fund budget, so that y'all can be looking at stuff as well, I can get Miss Martha maybe a copy of it, and she can email it to y'all. Just so y'all can some numbers as well.
You can bring it. You can bring it to me at the workshop, and that way I can crunch them, and I'll ask you right there. And
okay. If y'all need anything, if you have any questions, y'all feel free to call our office. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, that's all. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Miss Brenda.
Commissioner Adams, Mr. Wood.
Congratulations, John.
Thank you, sir.
Steve. This Hickambottom forwarded this to me. I think it's in Jody's district, but there's definitely something here you need to look into when you get a chance. I have my copy.
Should be on
Tick Road down there.
And if you lose that copy, I got a copy.
I mean, where? Tick Road.
Tick Road ain't mine.
Wild Turkey Road.
Wild Turkey?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Steve.
I gave up.
Yeah.
Where that needs to be handled.
I'm 911 there as soon as this meeting's over, but anyway.
The only problem I see right off the top, Steve, is it's anonymous.
Yeah. There was no return address on the envelope either.
Yeah, I can't deal with anonymous complaints.
Okay, well, go away.
I mean, I don't mean to attend Steve's business, but...
Well, that's Florida statute. We can't do anonymous.
Okay.
And I understand why a lot of people don't want to rat on their neighbors.
Yeah. I'm still going to go have a look-see.
Yeah. Mr. Hatch.
I might not drive by.
Yeah, maybe you have something area. On somebody else's property.
Yeah.
Mr. Hatch?
Done.
I'm done.
All right. Got a couple of things. Earlier, whenever we appointed Mr. Pat Miles, the board I talked to this morning was sure not the Board of County Commissioners. Christmas in the Park in Swanee is going to be December the 7th at 10 p.m. We always do $500 to them, and make a motion to do that. Let Miss Carly Gray come pick it up, and she buys bicycles for the youth and whatever else they see fit. It's always a good turnout down yonder.
And that, and that comes out of our
commissioner account that we contribute to. So I'm going to make a motion to do that.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch. I think David seconded it before you did, so second Mr. David, all in favor.
Also, I'd like to paint them,
Go ahead and get Turkey Trot, too.
Yeah, I will. I'd like to paint that restroom down there some sort of something or other. It just looks awful with that brown. Do it before the December the 7th also. So, John, get with Hutch and y'all figure out a good schedule to where everybody works together and get that thing painted if y'all okay with that.
I'm good with that.
Anything but brown.
Hey, it's a coastal community, John. What we got covered? Coastal.
Yeah. So y'all
got some of that paint left over the side ready to load. She like to kill me on that one.
Y'all run the color by me now. The other thing I got is I want some clarity on this. I talked to Miss Twist. I think you deal with her a bunch. And what was the other man's name about a point of contact through FEMA? Got too many phones. Thank you. Something with a H. It ain't a Hatch and it ain't a common name. What's his name?
He's a state FEMA person,
right. And the point of contact, we got to decide how we're going to do this point of contact stuff. And I want some clarity on it because it's looking like the 12-6 was. We did hire the consultant for that. What I'd like to see, and that's what I thought we voted on, was DOC handles the storm, during the storm, and then I'd like to hand it off to a consultant after that. As you can see, their wagon's loaded heavy. 13 months and two hurricanes. Ain't nobody going to say we ain't going to get another hurricane next year. So I would like for us to transition to our consultant for that. So what's y'all's thoughts on that?
So the point of contact.
If we decide to do that, we'd have to have a point of contact, which I thought was going to be the manager's office that we talked about for a point of contact for FEMA.
Right. No.
Sir, if I can give you some history on that, what happened. When we were notified that after the emergency board meeting, the minutes and what was said, I had to, and Ms. Twist, who is our FEMA point of contact, called me and said, hey, we need to do our exploratory call to start the ball rolling on Hurricane Helene. I advised her that I could not do that call because the board had went under contract with a consultant. She says, okay, then what had happened from there on is they cannot deal directly with the consultant. They have to deal with a county employee or a county point of contact that works for the county. So with that, I sent Mr. John Jenkins an email. He was acting county manager, stated that we are not we're not that person. Who would you like me to put in that place?
Exactly.
And we have not heard anything back for that. Right now, we are the point of contact for Helene, all storms up to Adelia, Debbie, and Milton. We have done our exploratory call Tuesday for Hurricane Milton. So that is moving forward because in the contract that was written and in the minutes, it was just strictly that you were going to have this consultant do Hurricane Helene. So I went ahead and done the exploratory call for Milton to start that reimbursement process. So all I need to know is who the board would like for me to go into grants.gov or grants portal and submit that to.
For Helene.
For Helene, yes, sir.
Is that the very last one or the middle one?
Is the last storm so far.
Okay.
But we have already done the exploratory call. Now we can change that if the board so moves. To change that. So
you've got it started.
That has already been started. And the only thing we have in that is emergency protection measures under that storm. So, but I just need to know what you need me to do and who you need me to put in for that emergency, or not emergency, but that point of contact. So FEMA will deal with them for any RFIs, requests for information, or anything else. And that individual will have to go to that consultant or whoever that you put in place.
I know if it's sent to the manager's office, I know Miss Martha is her plate is full. I know we just got Mr. John. I know we just approved him to seek him some help. So I know right now both of them, their plates are extremely full. I don't know how quick we can find a decent helper for them, but I don't know if we can, until we get that helper, it was going to be hard to for them to juggle it right now.
You got him, Henry.
Grant management is within our scope of services, the agreement that you all signed with Liberty Partners, so we're happy to assist in the interim with that or long term if you all prefer. Jim Swinsky, Liberty Partners.
Okay.
Are you not? Okay. You need to go on with it. Call Jason up and ask him.
Jason.
Yes, sir.
Go to him.
The other Jason. The bigger Jason.
Jason Benoit, disaster recovery planner. What Scott said is true. That is, it's exactly the way this is. So we're also working with the same person, Sherry, down in Horseshoe. They're trying to, you know, schedule these exploratory calls for to get the clock started. After you have that first meeting, you have a 60-day window where you have to submit all of your damages. Okay? So you can postpone that call until you're ready or until you have your consultant hired on record. So, and that's all you would need to tell her. In the meantime, having a contact person, in my history, is that it's typically the manager's office as a contact. You can always amend that and add other people, or as contracts become available and other people get brought on, you add them as additional contacts. So that's a fluid situation.
So if we made it the manager's office point of contact, how much extra work is that going to be throwed on them?
By putting them as the contact, that just means that's who FEMA is going to schedule the
calls and meetings. Okay.
Now, they can postpone those calls and meetings until they have the help in order to do the meeting properly.
Is that correct? Is that correct?
Yes, yeah, so we're happy to help serve as the help.
And Scott has been doing this, correct, Scott?
Yes, I am. Myself, Darren, and Tina are the point of contact for the three previous storms.
Right. And,
so, and years past, it's always been the EM office. The county manager's never been involved into that point.
So they could still appoint you to do that, correct, or is that a conflict?
That would be, that's up to the board. I would prefer not. But because I'm working on other storms, and the RFIs will come to me, and then I would have to get with whoever, whatever consultant and whatever, and make sure that the RFIs, request for information, are completed and done and stuff to that nature.
So that's what Martha will have to do. You just heard Scott. He's busy with other storms, and
that's adding a lot of more work.
What, scheduling a phone call for your consultant?
Is that all there are to it, though, Scott?
Because me at this point, no, it's a lot more.
I do believe that they will extend that window, too. That's not confirmed yet, but I believe that window is going to be extended. It's not the 60 days. They'll push a week back.
What,
so there will be a little bit of flexibility.
My thing is, my question is, how much extra work is it going to be? Now, scheduling a meeting and answering a phone call, all right, and then she calls y'all, and all right, this is the date. If that's all the manager's office has to do,
yeah, so,
but now if she has to sit there and do a lot of paperwork and this and call this, then they're going to need some extra help in that office.
Yeah. So you shouldn't schedule the call until you know you're basically an overlay of what your damages that you're going to be submitting for. So, you know, again, you can push it in. Your FEMA contact is just trying to do her due diligence on have this meeting scheduled. So you can push it out a couple weeks if needed.
So
they just need to know who the contact person is right now to schedule the call. Now, once you have the call, when I say the clock, that's when your clock starts, okay? As far as now you have 60 days, and that's what Scott was referring to. If you start that clock, now you have to start gathering all that data, RFIs, damage inventory, all that. So you need to be ready to hit the ground running once you schedule that call.
The $100 question is, y'all are going to gather all that data and have it ready, and then he's going to submit, tell him when to make the call. So basically, y'all are going to be doing all the legwork.
And so that y'all know, our FEMA rep is here.
I'm the county rep. But
she works with FEMA, should get it straight.
But I've seen it go through the clerk's office, too.
They're pretty tight.
No, thank you.
No, we won't do that, Miss Bobby.
I know everybody's stretched, but you can be somewhat somewhat creative with it, especially if you have a consultant that's
going to
do that.
See, I'm just trying to find out how much extra work that it's going to put on that manager's office. That's a bunch.
And I can't answer that question, sir, because when the RFIs come in for, all right, why is this this fringe benefit higher than this other fringe benefit? Those are RFIs that I have to get. I go to finance and get that explanation. So, and then, all right, how many loads of rock did you put on bow legs? Where did the rock come from? Stuff like that.
Okay.
Those are the RFIs that I get. So I couldn't tell you how much work it's going to be for Ms. Martha, and then it could be, hey, I'm forwarding you an email, answer this email, and that's it. Or it could be that we're Ms. Martha's group. I'm just using that office as an example where it comes in and says, okay, now I've got to go see Denise and Hutch and stuff and gather that information.
Okay.
I don't know what the contract is between the board and Jason, whatever the name is now.
So basically, if we made Miss Martha the point of contact, if they call her and say, all right, are y'all ready? All she needs to say is, no, we're not ready to have our meeting. You do all the work. You got all the paperwork ready. If we hire you, you got all the paperwork ready, and you call Miss Martha and say, all right, Miss Martha, I've got all the paperwork ready. Schedule that meeting and tell me what time. That's all she would have to do.
Right.
Then that date, you would meet up in her office with all your paperwork and everything, and she'd have to do is sit there and oversee it, pretty much.
Well, she can follow as much as she wants.
How can I oversee something when I can't monitor something I don't know? I don't know anything about the HMGP program. I don't know anything about...
Now, hang on. You're talking two different programs.
Mm-hmm.
HMGP is one program, and you've got PWs, and that's what this exploratory call and everything's for.
And
so
I don't know nothing about
so
that
you
either.
Can't... I mean, you're looking at two and three different programs there, and then you have the 1206 program that was set. So that's...
So
well, the 1206 is the... substantial damage, substantial improvement. I understand that just a little bit. But a lot of that's going to go through Leon's office anyway.
Yeah, so, and Jamie did a good job explaining that, so that's all correct. I did want to clarify a little bit of what attorney, so she has, you've already in your emergency meeting set the ball in motion to handle exactly what you're asking. So you can, and what we did is there's a master services agreement that is two tasks. The first task being for us to come on on an emergency basis for the next 60 days while Ms. Martha advertises officially. So we can start immediately once the attorney has her comments and we get back and we agree on that. We can start immediately without another advertisement. That is on the PW side. On the RFIs, all the things that we're talking about, the 6 hours for a call, that starts us.
Okay.
So you already have the mechanism. It just has to go through the attorney's review with that.
The second task
for Leon, that has already been advertised.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just the signature. That should.
That's the 1206.
The 1206, substantial damage, separate task. And you have already properly procured that, so you don't have to re-procure it.
Okay. All right, so you say on this emergency it's 60 days. After the 60 days, after the proper
advertisement
stuff, then we have to rehire you. If right now we're just hiring you as an emergency for 60
right.
days. Right now this is for 60 days.
Right. And that would cover her exploratory call, basically, get you started.
But now gentlemen, just my question. For 60 days, we've got you under contract. We start the clock rolling. We got 60 days. Now, that's from the minute we start that call. In the meantime, our advertising done, we have half a dozen contractors apply for the position going forward. You would be changing horses in the middle of a race if you didn't go with Jason, and I'm whatever. I'm not disrespecting the company. I'm just cornbread Southern, as somebody said the other day.
Yep.
We see it with simple stuff. But that being said, that is a concern for me with paperwork and knowing how things run. It's very difficult to pass a task off in the middle. So if we start ball rolling, we've got that 60 days. We're day 45, and y'all don't go with Jason's company. You go with Liberty Partners, whoever it is. I don't even know if Liberty's a fine, but you go with someone else. Then they've got 15 days then left to get this job done. And that could be a problem.
That will be a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it would be. That's just my
opinion. All I can say is it's been phenomenal what y'all done for Horseshoe Beach.
Yes.
And I think y'all on task.
And just kind of clear it up, typically the way this normally works is we'd have a point of contact with the entity. If we come in, we're introduced to the people at PDMG. We're actually responding to everything. We're inside the grants portal. We do all the documentation. Now, we'll have to meet with different departments in the city to gather information to respond. We won't be the ones supplying the EIs and RFIs and come up with the damage inventory. That's a 60-day window. After that, there's still a lot of work that has to be done to move the project worksheets forward. But all we're doing in the first 60 days is identifying the scope of damage throughout the entire county as far as damages from the storm.
Ms. Martha.
Yes.
Mr. Manager. We fixed to advertise for assistant. Put in there, if we do put this to that, if the person would have a little bit of knowledgement, could you do that? Knowledgement of Grant and that maybe if we do permanently put it in your office, you would have someone, that assistant, would have some knowledge that way. Would that does that make sense, y'all?
Yes,
sir. And you may find someone that says, "I know all about that." I know all about that. Yes, let's take it on. Miss Martha, don't worry about that. Mr. John, don't worry about that. I got this. Tell them to call me.
For me, it would be hard for me because being. Just monitoring something I know nothing about.
And I understand. That's the reason why I'm trying to look after you right now.
I'm still trying to grasp. My understanding is the last meeting we had, we hired these people and told them to get to work.
Yeah, that's what I think.
And now we're talking about something different. But at the last meeting, we all voted to hire them and told them to get to work.
Yep.
They needed to start yesterday.
But now we need a point of contact for FEMA.
Well, if we done hired them, we got to figure out who the point's going to be. Unless we're going to fire them. Because, I mean, we voted for them to go to work.
Yeah.
I'm sure they've already started their process.
And if I remember right, the point of contact we voted was the county manager's office because they was going to be here and giving us updates at every board meeting, letting us know how our projects was coming along.
And we're just waiting to execute the contract, and we're going to be working hand-in-hand with Ms. Martha to walk her through this process and educate her, and we got support. Got some more came in from Louisiana today to sit down with her and basically help with her concerns.
But now we do have Liberty Partners over here. They're on the payroll.
Yes.
They could handle some of that in the meantime till you get an assistant. Just throwing that out there and help with Ms. Martha in the office.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want too many irons in the fire either.
Yeah.
The more hands
I would just made a mistake hiring the county manager.
Doing what? No,
I understand what you're saying.
What now?
Can
we got
to say
yes.
My name is Nikki Black. I'm one of the ones from Louisiana that came over to help. She met with the town of Horseshoe yesterday. And this Nikki, she can tell you that as soon as we were handed over to FEMA, as a representative, as a consultant, I'm with Jason and get out of there. As soon as we were introduced to our FEMA representative, a point of contact form was sent to me, and I filled it out and got the mayor to sign for all of the projects that we're working on for Eastern PP and the substantial damage, and I'm the point on that. You know, I know Nikki Self and
the mayor, Mr. Williams, get copied on everything, but I respond to absolutely everything.
So basically, you're the point of contact for Horseshoe Beach.
Yes.
So the mayor and none of y'all, y'all know about what's going on and everything. You're aware of it, but she's a point. She's
that contradicts what we were just told from FEMA that a consultant cannot be the point of contact. Now we are dealing with municipalities versus county, so the municipality can set their own ordinances and stuff, and they operate a little bit different. Still a government, but
there's multiple point of contacts. You have alternates. You have, you know, in case that. But there's paperwork that has that can be done. It has to be a county official has to be the point of contact, but can have an alternate and divvy out those to the consultant.
Yeah, once so, that happens, we're, I guess, for lack of a better quasi point of contact, because although we're not an actual county official, we're still the ones dealing back and forth with FEMA, getting all the updates on the Grant Management Portal, responding to all the requests for information.
That part I would anticipate, but like I say, when FEMA says county employee, then...
Ma'am, you just said, are you a FEMA person or are you a consultant? What are you?
I'm with FEMA.
She's with FEMA.
I am in response, though, so not recovery. So with that being said, I can look into the point of contact issue. I can make a call this afternoon. I'll also make a call on the school bill and see what we can do about that. If it's a legislative issue, there's probably not something we can do about it. But if it's something of a procedure, we might be able to figure something out. So I'll call the recovery director this afternoon. But as far as point of contact, I think what they're saying is that you have to have that county official be the POC for the county so there's transparency.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can copy your consultant on all that communication. So you would have this running record of everything. There's transparency. It's not what FEMA doesn't want is the federal government and the contractor working together without the knowledge of the county.
Right, which I agree with that 100%. So you said you was in response?
In this role, I am in recovery in my steady state job.
Okay.
I'm deployed and so I speak on behalf of response and external.
So you don't do it all?
Not today.
If y'all smart enough to do that. I think we should be smart enough to do the same thing. I think that handing this off is a very good idea, as y'all do also, if I heard you correctly. Is that right?
We don't hand it off, but I would say just keeping the communication paired instead of half-dealing with Martha with all of these, she would be the point of contact.
Right.
That is keeping that public record.
So basically what you're explaining to me, make sure I understand it, is that we make Miss Martha the point of contact, so when the FEMA people calls Miss Martha, if she's got all of it, she gets all the emails, and then she can tag these guys in that, and they can say, all right, Miss Martha, I got that, and everything's is on the computer, all the records and everything else. So basically, she wouldn't have to be the point of contact.
Well, the computer
have all the records. That's what you're telling me?
And as long as they're being granted rights on behalf of the county, that shouldn't be an issue.
Yeah, we're usually on those emails as well, so we see them coming in. She's just copying for convenience and transparency.
What did you tell me your name was?
I'm Rebecca.
So basically, Miss Martha would just do a few phone calls and keep all the records on her emails and computers.
Jesus.
Okay.
At the end of the day, they're going to submit all their findings and records to Miss Martha. Miss Martha's going to turn and send it to us. for our review, for transparency of what's going on on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
And what they're recommending to put up for trying to get approved and not get approved, on what money is available for certain different things.
Go ahead, Miss Martha.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yep.
That Jason, I forgot your name. I apologize.
Scott.
And the young lady in the back.
Nikki.
Come sit with me. So
this
I
evening.
A better understanding of. I have an appointment at 2:30.
Okay.
We have a meeting at 2:30, but they can come by after our 2:30 appointment.
So around 3:00.
Hopefully closer to 4:00.
Say 4:00. Can y'all make that happen?
Sit down with them and get a grasp of how all of this works. I have no idea how all of it works.
If
it's hard to visualize what needs to be done. How does it need to be monitored? What do I need to know? What does the office need to know? The town manager's office needs to know. Because as in the past, it's been left with the EOC, so.
But,
you know, I was never involved in
can y'all make that happen? That sounds great to me. And then you can, after y'all sit, you can call me or any of us or all of us and say, hey, I've got to fully understand. Yes, let's get with it.
Because okay. I don't want to be that employee. No, I don't
want to
do it.
No, but I just know your plate right now. I know what you got, and your. You know, but now with that extra help, if we find a good person, that's going to help you too. Just finding the right person. Okay.
I don't think I won't
do this.
Okay. Still my turn.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, sir.
Can I make one announcement?
Sure.
Some of the deadlines that are coming up, I'm not sure. This is really more for the citizens of Dixie County. There is a deadline, November 11th, to apply for disaster assistance or DEBI. Okay. There, because you got hit by another storm after that, Helene, that disaster deadline is December 2nd. So why that's important, and I just want to talk, I get these questions a lot. You know, this is individual assistance, so homeowners. Seeking that had damages, seeking a recovery. This is not like filing a claim on auto insurance. When you file multiple claims, your rates go up. Everybody kind of knows that's how it is. For disasters, you file a claim after a storm, your rates are actuary based on your geographical area and your probability to be hit by storms, not how many claims you file. Okay? So, as citizens, we strongly encourage you to apply if you had damage for disaster assistance. The website is disasterassistance.gov. The few persons shaking their head, yes. And you should do that before these deadlines. If you sustain damage, you could probably go under the Helene deadline since Helene was more inclusive storm than what Debbie was, and still be okay. There is funds available for immediate assistance, $750. It's a one-time bite at the apple, so say, per property. That money's there. There's other things that you can apply for online. That opens up rental assistance. That opens up, you know, getting an inspector out to look at your damage. If you had insurance or didn't have insurance, there's going to be those questions. Don't let that scare you. It's just to make sure that you're not duplicating your benefits.
And if you apply during a deadline, there has been reform to the individual assistance. And so it used to be that insurance would only cover, you know, if you have insurance cover up to a certain point, you can get the federal money. That has since changed that. The insurance can cover up to a certain point, and then you can still get that max grant on top of insurance. That is new. There's other things that are new, but just because maybe you were denied in Adelia, things have changed since Adelia, so you may be entitled to money for Debbie and Helene.
Can we, does it cover motors and tractors? Do we need about $7,000?
It definitely doesn't cover rock.
Okay. No rock.
You good?
No, I'm good.
Good.
Done.
Okay.
Well done. Thank y'all for clarifying all that. The other thing is, welcome John aboard. Let's go ahead and get our advertisement done and get him some help in that office pretty quick. And the last thing I'd like to do is thank Mr. Larry and Mr. Is it Huck Finn or Chris?
Finn.
Finn. Okay.
I'm not
a
carpetbagger. I'm a next door neighbor in
Alachua. Good deal. Carry some of our practices like the pledge and the prayer and all that back over yonder. We appreciate that. Thank y'all for coming. Appreciate y'all being here. That's it.
Mr. Einstein.
I just want to thank everybody for coming and having a good meeting. I want to congratulate John.
Thanks.
I think you're going to do a great job.
Sure.
And Miss Sarah. I appreciate you helping out with getting a hold of Hutz where we can fix our community building down there. And if you let me know anybody who needs help down there with the trailers and stuff, I've reached out to everybody I know. So I thank you. That's all I have.
I got a couple things. First thing, I want to make a motion that all department heads must attend these meetings.
Got a motion?
Second.
We got a second discussion. All in favor?
Aye. The biggest thing is, John,
get into the fire. Before our workshop,
I'd like to get numbers on every department in this county, how many is working there, and get with similar counties the same size and see how many is running in those departments.
And let's compare
apples to apples
to see where we at on the finances. We got to cut something. Something got to give.
Is that it?
That's all I got.
You got to do the public forum right after this?
Yep. It's my turn now.
Daniel,
got something else, Daniel?
Yeah.
Thank you, Leon, for reminding me.
The caution light at 340.
Sorry.
Down at Chaffis.
27 at Chaffis. We really need to try to get that back online, John.
I'll
okay.
Thank you, Leon. It's been a long 2 days, man.
Yep. Is that it?
Yep, that was it.
Well, that was one thing I was going to mention because
okay.
I've got a bunch of people calling me about that.
Yeah.
I have placed 3 calls, and the last time I talked to someone, they said they've been very busy with the
okay.
storms and stuff.
We'll keep calling them.
They have responded.
Okay. All right.
There's some wiring that has to be replaced.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good deal. All right. We've had a big crowd this morning. We've had a good meeting. It's been fun. We've laughed. Get a lot of decisions made. Well, everybody's laughed aside. Maybe you ain't laughed enough. I'll get a smile at. See, I got a half cup. So now, it's y'all's turn to speak.
Hold it. I got a man to come back.
All right, come on, Hutch. That's right.
Come on, Mark.
John Deere man.
Save y'all some money. Did y'all show a better deal?
Okay.
How we doing, folks?
We don't know yet.
Hopefully better.
Yeah.
I put together the pricing for the machine you had, and I printed it out. I can give it to y'all or just say it.
Just say it.
Okay. The selling price is $197,458, less the trade of $17,000, and then less the rent of $20,800, would leave you a finance amount of $159,668, and the interest rate is 5.2%. On a muni lease, a 60-month muni lease, annual payments is $35,330. And then on 48 months, an annual lease is $43,075.
35 what?
$35,330.
That's for a year.
A year.
The annual.
Annual payments, correct.
Yeah.
Was that 4 years?
That
That's $3,000 a month.
Five years.
And you're paying rent and 5,000 a month, and this is, and the same tractor, and the payment is $3,000. That's $2,000 saved. No, that ain't no, brainer there.
Would y'all have any, y'all have any problem with us looking at some of the local banks, see if we can beat that interest rate?
No, not one bit. It's not stated on that sheet, but y'all can have that, but it's 5.2.
He said 5.2.
You think we can beat that, Barney? That's pretty good. I'm thinking so too. Well, what you think, Miss Bobby?
I think it sounds good.
He's already paying $5 a month anyway, so we actually be saving.
How much we just paid for this front end loader? That's the one we bought what a year ago.
What one split up?
No, the transmission one.
No,
we bought it
9 years ago.
From WC.
No.
You bought that?
Oh, the 45,000. Oh.
Yeah.
Is it
running it?
Yeah, it's running.
I've
using it for a storm cleaner. I
mean,
in other places.
It's a 2014. We're going to get $17,000. Is that your best deal?
Yeah. Well, you can't compare it much because it doesn't run.
They're going to have to fix
scrap iron right there, too. A lot of scrap iron. How much is scrap price right now?
I think $17,000.
The motor's running, ain't it? 810 right there.
So.
But it runs. It almost not by very many.
The loader that we got at the shop that show up that we was actually selling it, we had the auction, we were going to pick. What was wrong with it?
A motor.
So that motor out of that tractor fit in that tractor.
It was a cat. That's a 966 cat.
I was just hoping. I'm good with it, but I'd like to check with Capital City and see what their interest would be. It ain't going to hurt nothing.
It ain't
going to
hurt a little. Y'all want to buy it. Just make a motion.
Make a motion depending on that Miss Barbara check on the if she can find it.
That would be the manager's office.
Yeah.
Oh, the manager.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that would be the manager's office.
So y'all want to make a motion to buy?
Make a motion under the interest rate of the bank. See
which one is the best, and then you can get up with finance. And bring it back at the next board meeting.
I'll take it up.
Okay, is that your motion, Mr. David? We got a motion, Mr. Osteen, and second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor? Did you get all that? Okay. And then we'll, at the next board meeting, we should have something. Well, we're gonna buy it. We just don't know if we're gonna finance it through you or if we can save 1%. We're gonna save 1%. But that right there is pretty good rate.
Jamie, you didn't take a vote on that motion. I mean, the motion was to purchase it, but depending on who's gonna finance it.
Yeah.
But I mean, you've got a first. I got a motion and a second, but you didn't get a vote.
Yeah, we did.
I said
all in favor. Everybody said
that's
yeah.
That was a senior moment. Winked out.
Thank you.
Good deal.
All right. We got Hutch.
Mark, can I make sure we get that? Please.
Danny Nobles, Horseshoe Beach. I just needed a couple clarification. One for Mr. Garner. Did I hear you correct? The road debris would be cleaned up within the next 30 days, completed.
Yes, sir. That's
and that's Horseshoe as well.
Okay.
Thank you for that. And then the other clarification or question is going to be the gentleman here, Master Bailey's not here, but for North Florida Professional Services and the new fire station number 6 at Horseshoe Beach. I had a phone meeting with the engineers that's working on a project for us this week, and he had brought up that the plans in that fire station was to tie on to the Horseshoe Beach water plant and extend that out 5,000 feet. to the new fire station. Is that correct? Because no one has talked to the...
At this point in time, Mr. Noble, that's just a...
preliminary?
Option. We're weighing the options between doing wells.
Okay, just in the pricing range.
Yes, sir. Okay. Pricing, and even if it's an option, money aside, with the flow and the pressure. So that's all we're doing at this point in time is gathering the information.
And the only reason I'm trying to get us expedited, I got a project coming that's on that line going to the country, which is, and I don't want to do
that project.
If you're going to do that project.
Right.
I would have to extend my project past the fire station.
And that's something I think within the next week or two, we would probably be having a meeting to discuss the details with. It's a legitimate option.
Okay. Thank y'all. And again, I'd like to thank the county and the, I know Mr. Hutch and the Lime Rock down there, great improvement for the boat ramp.
That's coming 6 years, 6,000 hours. Extended one, I'm talking about 5,000. What the hell? She includes 6 years, 6,000
hours.
They can change that. Yep. They can fix that.
Can I say one more thing? I forgot.
I'm working.
So, our town meetings tonight are at 6 o'clock. And if anybody's interested in, our consultants is going to do a top-notch presentation down there tonight about the Adelia and the HMGP program and the pilot rule changes, so if anybody can make that meeting, you'll gain a bunch of knowledge to how this system's working down in Horseshoe.
What time is that?
6 o'clock.
I will be there.
Jason's all over it, too.
Yeah. He's going to run the presentation, so it'll be some advanced knowledge, good information and education.
Gentlemen, maybe something we want to have him come do for y'all one board meeting or something.
Mm-hmm. But y'all gonna sit down with Miss Moth at 4, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Give her a crash course, and then we're gonna head down to Horseshoe.
Okay. Okay.
See what I can throw out of my brain.
Anybody else got anything?
Sharon here.
Yep. Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You are forgiven. I'll make this quick. Tara Van Arnhem. Representing Cross City Restore and Renew and promoting the Dixon County Turkey Trot. We've got her for 4 years now. This is our fourth annual trot. It's a whole lot of fun for our community, a good time to come together. So I always ask the board for their support, and they've been very generous and gracious every year. So I'll just pass out a little flyer here to let me read about it. So it's on the right side, and any of you can also, I would love to pass out a flyer to you as well. I actually have a small little card here that has the donation level. We've been very sensitive to the hurricane, the devastation of our coastal town, so really, we typically promote this event in August and September, and there's just had a good time, and I'm not saying today is, but we are moving forward as a county, as a town, and so we want to do our part. So with the Turkey Trot, with the funds raised from the Turkey Trot, any donation goes to Cross City Restore Renew, and we use those funds locally to restore and revitalize our town, our county, different places now throughout the county. So we just want to say it's a worthy cause. It's also a great event on Thanksgiving morning. It starts at 7:30. You can register at 7 a.m. We do a community-wide prayer at 7:15. And then we try it to 5K, it's only 3 miles, or you have a 1 mile gobble that you could do for, I say, kids of all ages. So it's for everyone. But if you don't want to participate, can't participate, and would like to donate, we always have that option for you. You can get with me, Barbie. We have a committee now of about 12 people. Berna is our secretary treasurer of the group. So if it is something, if you've seen some of our projects, we did 8 or 9 different projects this year, so just briefly, the most of us refer to it as Holly Houghton's office, the U.S. office building, and so it was painting. They came along, y'all, once you start painting, reorganizing, bringing some light to things. They planted along there, of course, hurricanes, all that, and have made an impact. But also our Dixie welcome signs. I'm sure all of you, if you've come into Dixie County on either end of the county now, it says welcome to Dixie County. We finally finalized that with the landscaping. Y'all should landscape those two signs with $2,700. That was the end of our fund for last year. But it looks so nice. We want to work, and I believe our county does, watching this commission operate, watching all of you operate, and our heads of our departments, our EOC, I'm also... I feel like I don't even have a space up here, really, because what we're trying to do is small, but it takes everybody, right?
Yep.
So, everyone just coming together to do their part, and we lift each other up in that way. Yep. I'm wearing our logo for 2024 this year, but it says "Together We Thrive," and that's what we're seeing. If you've not been your heart has not been strengthened, or I'm lost for words for that, but the people coming together locally and from afar with each other and building back better and getting up and moving forward, y'all, if that doesn't touch your heart, it does. So I'll end with that. The board for their donation.
Hang on. The chairman can't make no motions. I'm getting used to doing this. Now I can, so I make a motion to give your Lord, $500 out of our account. And when I say our account, we have $100 a month or come out of our checks that goes in a separate account for stuff like this so that we can donate. And I know we checked at the last meeting on how much, so I know we've done gave one $500, so we're giving y'all $500. Or I'm assuming I'm making a motion to give her five.
Second.
Okay.
We got a motion by Commissioner Story, second by David. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Appreciate that. Also, I'd like to say that the Cross City Restore Renew organization, our team has come together and we have already purchased 3 12-foot pre-lit trees. Bought a really nice gold star for each of our coastal communities. And we'd like to come together and invite our commissioners for sure, and anyone else here. With the only date that we have so far, we'd like to light these trees just for an effort of hope and encouragement of moving forward, of the resiliency, to honor the resiliency in each of these communities. So on December 7th, we will light the tree in
Glendale's Park,
correct. We'll be doing that there. I'm getting with Commissioner Osteen, a DJAG. We'll put the tree up there and probably have a school tree lighting ceremony, or maybe they're going to have a holiday celebration, so we don't have those dates yet, but they'll come. Also, real quick, I know I'm talking fast because I this afternoon, I get it. Christmas here in Cross City, that's also been a thing that we started the same year. We started the Turkey Trot in conjunction and collaboration with our Anti-Drug Coalition, bought all the big nice trees that you see. That decorating process for the city, for our town, will be the second. It's the Thanksgiving is 3 weeks away. So that very next Monday is December, or the Sunday is, and then so we'll be decorating in Cross City second and third, and you're all invited to our Light the Town Christmas in Dixie December the 6th. So that Friday the 6th, our emergency management has December the 13th. Come to both of those. You're invited to both of those. But in particular, we go, and I want to invite all the commissioners. Typically, Mr. Hatch is here. I'm not sure if we've had others at different times, but because this is our fourth year. But we like courthouse, Christmas, post office, and back to City Hall, where we have several areas. We also plan on putting wreaths and garland at our welcome signs, and I could go on and on. But it's a great little organization, and if you don't have any coffee kit with you today, I happen to have a QR code that you can see. So if anyone wants to eat even a small amount, it's helpful, and it does go right back into our local community. So thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Yeah, you commissioners have been
with us. That's right. Okay. Mr. Osteen always does the trot. He runs.
He's a runner.
I don't do the entire length, the 3 miles. It's on our nature trail. It starts right here at the county manager's office at the flagpole. So we'll have our prayer there. And you don't have to run. You can just come pray with us. That's the next thing that comes to everybody on. But he does. He runs it.
And you can walk and you can dress up.
Oh, yeah, we do. Thank you, Marty. Yeah, we have dress up. We have trophies for that, for dress up time. And you get a medal when you're finished. It's a fun time. So consider being with us. Thank y'all for your time.
Thank you.
I know I got one more right here, Mr. Larry.
Yes. Larry Downs, let me rephrase that. Larry Downs, Jr., I'm a plumber out of Pensacola, Florida, Escambia County. I am over in Escambia County, Santa Rosa area. And I go to these meetings, you know, sometimes out of our town, but I go to most all of our meetings. And I just like to point out the obvious. I also got a website called missionobvious.com. It's where I point out the obvious with the plandemic that took place, the big, you know, the scam on the world. You know, I noticed y'all were still spending some of the Corona CARES Act money, the Restore Act money, the American Rescue Plan money. You know, a lot of Americans don't realize that they just really got soaked. You know. $10-12 trillion in about 2 years. Most of it went to big corporations, unfortunately. So anyway, I like to point out the obvious. One of the things that y'all may not know is that our Florida Surgeon General, Dr. Joseph Latipole, he says to stop getting those COVID shots. So stop getting them. They're bad. I know it's a, you know, for some reason or another, you could talk with corporations or talking to people about corporations, and they'll say, oh, they're evil. You know, BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard, Blackstone, they all own the pharmaceutical corporations. Mm-hmm. And they'll say they're evil. But they'll take all their magic juice and give it to their children. That's just, it's a passion I have. You can go on there and look at all this evidence, and I think with our new president, and Robert Kennedy Jr., I think a lot of that is going to come forward. We're going to find out about the FDA, the CDC, the NIH, the NIAID. Now they're poisoning our foods and poisoning our children. So I'm very passionate about that. I'm on 2 minutes. I'm timing myself. I'm used to this. Mr. Olstein, I like how you try to get a word in edgewise here, and I noticed it's a little tough for you. You just got to jump in there. You got to jump in. I've been doing this a while. I was even on a board once. Mr. Mark, I appreciate you responding back. I did text each one of y'all by your cell phone. And Mr. Commissioner Mark here is the only one who responded to me, which I get it.
Mine went in the hurricane somewhere.
Okay, gotcha. But I do get it. It's unusual for any commissioner to respond. It really is. And that's across this whole country. So, all right, I got about 5-7 seconds here if I'm going to curtail myself. Anyways, I hope y'all, any chance you get, y'all go with freedom. Because one of the problems, if I may have the liberty just for another 10, 15 seconds, one of the things that I've learned is when you have freedom, you have the freedom to advocate against freedom. So therefore, freedom is its own arch nemesis. And that's how we've gotten to where we are, where we have a country of too many laws, a country of too many problems. Thank you.
Come on.
Excuse me just a minute. I apologize to all of y'all. I've got a hearing that's going to start at 1:30, and I would ask the commission if I may be excused. I don't want to have the judge find me in contempt.
Yep.
Say one more.
There you go. He doesn't live here. My name is Lori Hartman. I live here. He doesn't live here, and neither does his wife.
So what?
He's here to make trouble for us. He's here to push his political agenda
This is not what this meeting's for. This is meeting to run our county, spend our money, take care of our people. We don't need people from Pensacola coming up here telling us our business.
Want our money?
We don't need people from Pensacola coming up here to do our business. Okay? This is our county. We're doing a good job. We're hurting right now for money. But the last thing we need to do is have someone come in from the outside to stir trouble. We have our own. We have our own issues. We don't need them. And I don't know the rules as far as having non-citizen, non-Dixie County citizens speaking at our meeting, but that's what he's here for. He's here to stir up trouble. And
I think I said the Constitution, right, free speech.
Yes, yep. Yes, absolutely. Go talk to Pensacola.
You know, may not agree with them. I may not agree with them, but they have a right to voice their opinions. And I,
but he doesn't even listen.
Out of town, Pensacola, Florida. It must be a rough life having to be so angry. We have spent at least $3,000 to $5,000 on our trip here this year. This is our second time back. We came for our anniversary. Fortunately, this is the first person who has been so nasty to me. Y'all have been wonderful. Your town has been wonderful. We love all your little diners. We love all your little carts. And we've had a fabulous time. We plan to come back. I know people like that are in the minority. I appreciate all y'all's hospitality. We are not here to cause any trouble. My husband is very passionate about what he thinks and says and does. So am I as well. I'm a teacher in our town. So thank you for listening, and we enjoyed our time.
I need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Got a motion and a second. We adjourn. We adjourn. We adjourn. We adjourn.
Any questions, comments?
Who made the motion?
Mark was a motion, and Jody was a second. It don't matter. Yeah. Yes, sir. Hey, thank y'all.
I know.
That one last man over in that corner said he was from Alachua County.
You're right. So that's your right. Thank you.
Be my last signature for y'all. Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Remember,
yes,
when it comes to drugs, just say no.
Oh, yeah.
Especially pharmaceuticals.
Thank you.
Just two things right there. And right there, the thing part. Tori is my.
Huh? I got a lot of. There's those. Three right here. Then I've got a lot.
Stamp out, Barbie.
Yep.
4:00.
Hi. Nice to meet you. Seems like we're going to be working very closely together.
I know nothing about
you. Had to make.
Jason already knows I'm freaking out about it.
Don't worry.
Okay.
Right there.
Okay. Yeah. You just should, right. Okay.
Take you in the loop. And I don't really need to work. That's okay. My plate is very full.
That's why consultants exist. So you don't have to learn the 650-page rule book. So we've been through it.
Don't worry, 52. I can't monitor something I don't know.
And I think it's wonderful for us to have a consultant where I don't understand what they're doing.
Yeah. I no appreciate that.
And I have no understanding of all the RIS, all that stuff. No understanding. I've got that much knowledge.
Yeah. Well, we'll see there every step of the way to explain it to you. Our 4 o'clock meeting, do it line by line and make sure that you totally understand what we're doing. And we'll be there to do it all. Every step of the way. So, I know you're nervous, but
I am.
Well, I mean, this is why federal money and grant money gets left on the table so often. You know, but you have to
be far back on a lot.
I know. It's
yeah. Lisa, John.
All right. Hey, I have.
Sorry. Do you want to
come into your office?
Yeah. Hey, Miss.
Okay.
Yeah, I want you and John. I want to go out to lunch with both of y'all. With you and John Jenkins. Can we have lunch together?
Yeah, but we have
who? Any commissioners? Okay. I can wait, but I just need to see you and John real quick.
That's the last one right there. Thank you. Yep. Thank you.
You're very welcome. That's it?
Yep.
You ain't got nothing for me to sign?
Jamie, I got a whole
bag. Oh, shit.
I'm
going
to get you later. How about
that? That's fine.
Okay, we're
going to
go to lunch.
That's fine. We have a 2:30. Y'all need any good writing pen?
Maybe her.
Always. Nice.
You might get you.
That's
get
nice.
You. Here.
Anti-drug coalition. Oh, thank you.